I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
Why don't you piss off?
I'm not in the messing mood.
You bantered kutraveca dursut maranifwa.
What?
I'm not playing games.
What kind of pleasure is this getting you?
None. This
prosecuting a disabled person.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
That applause ended abruptly. That was weird. Hi, everybody. Madhouse Radio. Carlito's here. Milkman is here. Hey, man. Hey, man.
What you got cooking, man? I know you got something up your sleeve.
Yeah, man. Live stream, DNM time live stream is way. Yeah, live stream is messed up. I don't understand what's wrong with the live stream, guys. I'm just going to shut it off.
Bad live stream.
The video stream isn't working right, you know? It's a shit.
You want to set them on your knee and have a discussion with them after this, but.
Yeah, I don't know why. It should be off now. It should not be running. Hopefully it's not running now. But I can't get video to work. I haven't been able to get video to work for some time now. A few weeks now, at least. I don't know why. Not that it really matters, you guys. Where do you guys want to see me anyway? You know, it's nice to have on the site, but it's just not working right now. It sucks. Sorry. I'm working on it. I guess we're going to be video.
Obviously, probably something on their end.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you've got everything set properly, you know, I mean, it can only be a failure on the other side.
The important thing is you're doing prank calls, and I got the audio working right on the website today, so that's the important thing. Let's concentrate on that. Well, I am Carlito, your host, as I said. The website is madhouselive.com, as always. We'll be doing prank calls tonight, taking your requests, calls, and concerns. On AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio on AOL and Yahoo Messenger. Again, that's Madhouse Radio, screen name there. And if you're using MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. Be sure to follow me on Twitter. Madhouse on Twitter, just Madhouse. Not Madhouse Radio, not Madhouse Live, just Madhouse.
Get your Twitter all of Twitter.
Look, I don't get it, man. I keep getting mentions and follows and stuff, and it's from people who think comedy clubs call Madhouse. People think I'll get like, yo, I'll be hosting. Someone there now is like, I'll be hosting. I'll be hosting open mic night at the comedy club at Madhouse this weekend. It's like, come on, man, get it right. You know, there's that nightclub called Madhouse that people keep saying, like, I think it was T.I. recently. It was like, I'm going to be at Madhouse. Like, I wish T.I. was going to be on the show. That'd be kind of cool. Not that I'm a big fan of T.I. the rapper. But it'd be cool, you know, I'd have him on. I don't know what we talk about. We don't have anything in common. He's a black, you know, and... Not that I don't have.
A lot of famous people with great star hairballs over the years here in the Madhouse.
Not really. You know? I don't know. Not that I don't have a lot in common, or I don't get along with African Americans, but he looks like the kind of black guy who probably wouldn't like me. Wouldn't get along. He wouldn't want to talk to me, probably. Wouldn't want to be nice. One of those kinds of ethnics. And there's a lot of I'm Puerto Rican myself, and there's a lot of Puerto Ricans out there like that. They wouldn't talk to me in public because they think I'm too white, let's say. Or not urban enough. We're not Puerto Rican enough. And they probably don't even speak Spanish. But so is the way of life.
Jealousy is not a becoming trait, my friend.
No. Anyway. So get a hold of me. Do your thing. Do all the things that you do. Why is someone calling our Google Voice now?
I don't don't know. Stop that shit. Hang up now.
Where is it?
Everything in the flow.
I'd have to try to find where it's at.
Call back if you predefined time.
Yeah, call later. We're just starting the show. I don't know why you're calling
right,
in already.
Right. What the deal is, if you need to chill. Hermano's getting his flow rolling here. He's going to be interrupting with this important critical business.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of something. I'm going to be bothered. Anyway. So, yeah, send in those requests to pranks also. They're over there on the main website on madhouselive.com. Use the request a prank thing. The request a prank machine, that's always very helpful and appreciated as usual. Yeah, buddy. Anything going on that...
I think they're starting to discover the beautiful thing, the beautiful service that we do provide you. The request
to
prank on
Matt. Yeah? Cool. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Anything that I should know about that's going on out there? Oh, dude, I don't know if you noticed. Milkman, you probably don't know, but Dick Clark is dead.
No, man.
Did you know? We're in radio here. We're in the radio business. Dick Clark is dead.
No, man.
You didn't know Dick Clark?
For so long, you know, you really never know if he's alive or dead.
I know. He looked the same the whole time, didn't he? I didn't see him the last few years that he did the ball drop, but, yeah.
He got a little bit kind of bulgy around the eyes, you know. I mean, obviously the plastic section a little different. Still, man, he's an icon, man. I mean, you know, he's part of the, you know, American landscape. He established a... You know, lots of musical independence and freedoms for people over the years. I mean, it's a sad thing, really.
Yeah.
Old or not.
Yeah, well, there you go. Dick Clark, dead. Dead as a doornail.
Present!
Oh, my.
Oh! 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 Hey!
Why are we playing applause? I'm sorry. That was an accident. Whoops. Anyway, so, yeah, that's...
When did you pass the occur? This is news to me, actually. I haven't heard that yet. I haven't really been on the...
I was yesterday. Yesterday, he died at the age of 82. Yesterday, he went in for an outpatient procedure and died of a heart attack in the process. I couldn't revive him.
Oh, my goodness.
Whatever. Come on. Did you see the guy in the last few years in New Year's Eve? He's like... he had a stroke,
I mean,
and he wasn't...
He was a pop icon, man. I mean, he was a pop icon, dude. I mean, I know he's old, but good grief. You know what I mean? He's an American establishment.
Right.
American bandstand. Come on, man.
American bandstand. Thank you. Well, what else is going on? There's other stuff we can talk about when we get to it. Oh, dude, yeah, one thing I wanted to mention. I saw a video... I had heard about it during the week. I finally saw the video today at the Coachella Music Festival, the annual Coachella Music Festival. This year, they had a hologram performing of Tupac. Tupac in hologram form.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, it looks... I thought it was going to look like shit, and I looked at... I watched it, and it looked fucking wicked, man. It was actually really fucking cool.
It looked real.
Yeah.
Real.
It was really weird, man. Like, watch it. It's like, damn, that's Pac, you know? And then Snoop came out. Like, he did the Hail Mary, you know? He did the Hail Mary song. And then Snoop comes out. I was like, what's up, my nigga? You know? And then they started doing Gangster Party together. And like, it was really Snoop. It wasn't Snoop hologram. It was real Snoop. And the Tupac hologram. And they were interacting and everything. It was really wicked, dude. I'm telling you.
Damn,
that was really cool how technology is getting up there. Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I remember when Obama got elected, that election, the 2008 presidential election, they had this hologram thing on CNN where, like, they had, who was it? I want to say it was, like, Will.i.am was in studio with Wolf Blitzer in hologram form, and he was, like, reporting live from one of the celebration areas for the Obama campaign where they were waiting for the results to come in, And he came, they said, we got Will I Am via hologram, and it looked like shit. It looked like really crappy. Like, he was standing there in the studio with Wolf Blitzer. Wolf Blitzer trying to talk to him. It looked really stupid. But this here looked really realistic, man. It was really wicked. You should check out the video. It's on YouTube. I recommend checking it out, especially if you're a Tupac fan or a hip-hop fan. It's been done before a few times. I know the Gorillaz did it a long time ago, you know? It's an old Gorilla. The Gorillaz. We put a lot of Gorillaz music on here. Anyway, so we've got a lot of requested pranks that have come in here throughout the day today and earlier during the week. Starting off with a number in India and Bangalore, a staff software engineer at National Instruments. National Instruments, okay, good. It is an Indian number. I don't know if it's properly formatted here when I pop it into Skype. I don't know if it's going to pick up the country code correctly or not. Let's see. Let's test it. Sometimes this is hit or miss. It still says US. Let me try to put a plus in front of it. There we go. Change to the Indian flag, so it should work. I'm a little concerned. I upgraded the new version of Skype right before the show. And sometimes Skype has a bad habit of when you do an upgrade, sometimes things break.
Taking your audio drivers over.
Yeah, it starts taking over. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this National Instrument Machines?
Yes.
I'm calling from International Business Machines.
IBM?
No, yes, from International Business Machines. How are you?
I'm fine. May I know who's speaking?
Yes, my name is Cross. Am I speaking with Ankita Jain?
Ankita Jain is my wife's name.
Okay. Is Ritesh Bantidia there then?
Yes. My name is Ritesh Bantidia.
Ritesh Bantidia. Okay, perfect. Well, I'm interested in hiring you for some work coming up soon. Would you be liking to be an IBM man? And you wear a suit? And you have a pair of glasses that you wear, and you wear shoes on your feet, and you take you can take a shower with water.
Yes.
Okay, and you get to use soap. When you take a shower, you use the soap, and you clean yourself, and you don't smell bad, and you put on deodorant.
You use soap, yes.
Okay. Are you, where are you at right now? What part?
I'm in Bangalore.
Okay. All right, that's good. So I would like to put you on an airplane. An airplane, do you know what that is?
Yes.
The airplane is this machine that you sit in and it flies in the air?
Right.
The airplane flies in the air and it takes you to where you want to go and you land places. And you get out and you walk out of the airplane?
Right.
All right, and then you get your bags, and the bags, you put all your clothes inside the bags with the zipper, and you close the zipper, and the people don't look at your underwears and your pants and your shoes and your socks and your shirts. And then you put soap inside there also so you can take a bath when you get to the place you're going.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
May I know what is this call about?
I'm offering you a job with International Business Machines, also known as IBM. I would like you
okay,
to...
Okay, and which part of the world are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York City in the United States of America.
Okay, what time is it in the United States of America, New York City, right now?
It's 10:30 p.m. What time is it? What time is it in? And where are you? Bangladesh, you said.
I'm in Bangalore, not in Bangladesh.
Bangladesh, India. Okay, I see that here in the map. That's on the eastern part, right? Hello? Retash? Sir? Hello? He didn't like that. He was actually from India. I didn't get to say Banchu to him yet. Davi,
I think he's working on losing this interview right away and in the potential offer. If he doesn't respond in a proper fashion, sir, I think we ought to move on to another appropriate candidate.
I think so. I hope we get more Indian numbers, Indians in India. Thank you, Athena. Athena closing the door because Davi forced it open.
Oh, hey. Davi.
Davi was at the vet. He was at the vet today. Oh, no, look, he stayed in here.
Was the one that was partying with you the other night, whenever?
Last night? Chloe was on the... Yeah, when I was on the phone with you, she has this thing that where when I'm on the phone with either Milkman or my mom or something, she jumps on my lap and starts meowing into the phone. So Davi, for some reason, doesn't like hanging out with me all the time, but for some reason Thursdays, he gets upset that I'm in here talking by myself, and he'll force himself inside the room here, and he's sitting with me now. He's just staring at me. He went to the vet today. He had an annual, and he was really not happy about that.
You gotta tell him if he really gets sassy, no book bags. No book bags.
Yeah, because he pees on the fucking book bags, man. He's a dick.
But I said you just gotta say no book bag. And put the two words together, I think you'll get a little flash there.
I hate that. God, man, he pissed me off. I had been saving a bunch of stems and seeds from all my pot smoking, and I put them in my book bag in this container. I was going to make hash oil with it and stuff. And then he fucking peed on the book bag, ruined it. Like, I swear to God, it was like 3 years worth of stems and seeds. I could have killed him. I was like, you fucker. I was like, literally, I was looking for the book bag to make the oil. I was like, I'm going to boil this down and make hash oil, whatever you do. I don't know how you make hash oil. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Sir?
Yes?
Mr. Ritesh, what happened with the phone? Did it disconnect? Or did you...
I believe there was some problem with your machines, international business machine.
Okay. So you just decided to hang up the phone like that?
I believe the machine that you are using, the one that you... the international business machine, I believe that is having some problem.
No, I was talking to you and you stopped talking to me. I don't know. Maybe you're not an IBM man.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think you have what it takes to work for IBM? Sorry? Do you not think you're not man enough to work for IBM? Hmm?
Don't think IBM is a company which suits me.
I don't think... What about your wife? Is she able? Does she have a pretty face? Does your wife have pretty face and pretty eyes and pretty lips and nice body?
Who are you to ask on that?
Well, I'm just curious. Maybe she'd be interested in working for IBM instead of you.
Oh, sorry.
Does she have a nice body?
It doesn't matter.
Huh?
It doesn't matter who the heck are you to ask on that.
I'm interested in your wife to work for us, to work for me, my private woman. You know?
Who the heck are you?
I'm Cross. I'm with International Business Machine.
And just walk over there.
Huh?
Just walk over there and do not call again.
Listen, are you Banchud? Is that what's wrong?
Sorry?
Are you Banchud? Is that what's wrong?
I don't get you.
Are you Banchud?
I don't get that.
You don't know what Banchud is?
I'm not interested in taking this call any further. Can you please do not call me?
Well, maybe. Can I talk to your wife for a little bit then? No, he's gone. He's gone, Milkman. He's not interested.
He's not very cooperative. He doesn't sound very professional.
I
don't know if he's IBM material.
He was getting really red there. You heard him? He's like, I do not want to talk to you. Why are you asking these Why are you asking these things? Wow. That was cool. All right. And guest number two says, no wonder why they hate Americans. I know, right? We call them at... What time is it in India? What time is it in Bangalore right now, I wonder? Maybe 8-hour difference? Maybe a 9-hour difference, you think?
It's like close to 13.
13-hour difference. So it's 1 in the afternoon now. Yeah, he could talk. It's fine. He could talk. Yeah. But you know, Nunu was like really crazy with the kicking. Nunu, take it easy with the kicks, man.
Are they screwing up my chat again?
Nunu wants to kick everybody like crazy now, like for little things. Like someone said, I'm coming in Nunu's mouth, and Nunu kicked them. And I think that's funny. I think it's funny that guy said that. Whoever it was that said that, you were coming in Nunu's mouth. You know, that's funny. Good for you, Nunu. Don't make this the kind of place where people are afraid to make fun of each other, make fun of you, you know, and say mean things. They can say mean things about me and my mother if they want. I don't care. That's fine. This is chat room, man. Nunu, don't take us so to heart. Let people be stupid. Just as long as they're not like flooding the room, let people talk shit. It's all right, man. We don't want to foster. We don't want this to be one of those chat rooms where, you know, you can't say anything. Like the Twit network chat room where you can't say anything. I get banned there all the time. I say dumb shit. Like on the This Week in Radio show where I kept asking if they were going to discuss Radio Shack's quarterly earnings. I kept asking, are you going to discuss Radio Shack's quarterly earnings? They're like, no, we're not talking about that. Why not? It's about radio. I got kicked and banned, like, immediately. I just thought it was funny. It's to be stupid. UK Ted said the N-word. Now, UK Ted, don't say the N-word. That's not nice. Okay? Now, you will get kicked for saying the N-word here. We don't call anybody nerd. Gregolid agrees. Twit network rooms are insane. My God, you can't say anything in there. I went there once, and Eileen Rivera, she had really pretty hair, and one day I said, Eileen, your hair looks really pretty, and then she actually said, like, oh, thank you, Carlito, and I got kicked by the fucking mod. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, I complimented the fucking Eileen Rivera, who does, you know, the Google show and runs the board. She actually was like, oh, thank you, that was sweet of you, and I got kicked out of the room. I'm like, wow, gee.
Was that Nunu in there running that one, too?
No, he's acting like that, though, Nunu. Nunu just...
Running that one in the ground?
Yeah, we don't want to make it so people don't want to come in the chat room, Nunu. All right, anyway, moving on. Let's do more pranks. Nunu says he sent in a number. Well, Nunu, maybe I'm gonna ban your number. How do you like that, huh? Maybe I'll kick your number. I'll kick it out of the chat room. Let's see what Nunu sent. Nunu, I appreciate your help with everything, really. Just... Don't go too crazy. Call BBC to quit your job at the BBC World Service. Say you're quitting because of their racism against Americans. Really, really shitty pub in Bolton, England. It got closed down. But I think I have the owner's number. It is called the Flying Shuttle, but people fucked up the sign for them to change it to the Flying Slut. Wow. they changed the Flying Shuttle to the Flying Slut. Oh, the Lying Slut. Awesome. That's awesome. Wow. All right. And we got the number for that place. Okay, cool. That's there. Thank you. The BBC. Nunu, why don't you get me the BBC number there? Make yourself useful instead of kicking people and banning people in the chat room. Why don't you find me the number for the BBC switchboard, okay? Honey? Thank you, honey. I appreciate it. Karras says, most Americans are fatter than Brits. That's true. Look at me. Well, you can't look at me. Yeah, I'll tell you the truth. The reason why I stopped with the video is because I'm fat. But I've lost 25 pounds since I started my diet. I'm quite proud of that. Woo! Off the insulin. Mayor Milkman, I told you last night I'm off the insulin, right? I'm on no diabetes meds whatsoever.
Rock,
yeah, it's awesome. Not only am I saving money, but I'm not putting shit on me, and the, I'm not gaining weight off of the insulin on top of the diet. And then, dude, the insulin was making me break out. I was wearing a lot of hats lately on the show. If you watch the video, I started wearing like my magic hat a lot and the pranking hat. Not just for, you know, for looks, but mostly because to hide, I was breaking out these pimples on my, on my eyebrow, like above, like on the brow of my head and my temples a lot. And it was from the insulin. It makes you break out really bad. Milkman, I know.
The famous hat, man. I mean, that is the famous pranking good luck masterpiece hat.
Tell
him. Whenever you put that on, like, masterful things always occur.
Right. All right. We got Michael Tata. I think we've called him before. Ask him, have you really repented, and do you know what a born-again Christian is? Because it doesn't seem like you care. And how many times does a person make the same mistake? Oh, wow. Someone's got a vendetta against Michael Tata. Okay. All right. Let's do it. Someone really has a vendetta against this person. So again, Michael, we need to ask him, have you really repented, and do you already know what a born-again Christian is? Do you actually know what a born-again Christian is? Because it doesn't seem you care. And how many times does a person make the same mistake? 5 times, 10 times, what goes around comes around. Okay. UK Tessus, I'm so vain. Okay. Whatever, murderer. The person is going to go be in the artillery unit. And murder humans, innocent humans, civilians, for no reason. I think that's a good job. You can tell, you should stay in your hotel. Don't do that.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is Michael there?
Well, he's in bed.
Well, can we wake him up, please?
I'm asking calling.
This is Cross.
Pardon?
This is Cross.
May I ask you what this is concerning?
This is regarding international business machines. Come on. Hang right up on me.
Well, that's rather brash.
Hello?
Hello?
Michael.
Yeah.
Why did she hang up the phone?
Who was it?
Why did your wife hang up the phone?
Who is it?
This is Cross.
Cross?
Yes, Cross.
I don't know who Cross is.
I understand you were born again Christian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? What, do you know what that really means? Huh?
Who are you?
I'm Cross.
I don't know who you are.
I am the Cross. Listen, I represent the international business machines in the Catholic Church.
It's 10:45 and we're sleeping.
I understand, but you say you're a born-again Christian, and I have papers here and evidence that you're not a born-again Christian at all, that you're a sinner, and that you're a bad person.
We're all bad.
Huh?
We're born bad.
What are you doing in bed right now? Are you having sexual relations?
Are you serious?
I have a computer report right here. It says that you've been having sex with a woman in the bed. That's what this printout says here. When was the last time you had sexual relations?
You're sick.
Tell me the truth. You heard him unzipping his pants? I heard him. He started thinking... Was that you, Milkman, or was that him? Is that like someone who's...
It must have been him, man, because, like, my pants are up, dude. I'm, like, not wearing anything, any pants at all.
I heard a zipper.
Oh, my. I think
personal call, mailbox, 7-1.
He appeared to read his mind. I think that alarmed him. Disconcerting.
Person who called, mailbox 716.
All right, well, that's not going to work for now. They are on guard. Let's put UK Ted on the line.
He's definitely not open to the word.
Let's hope UK Ted doesn't sound like shit. Hi, UK Ted. He hung up. What a bastard, that guy. What a real jerk hanging up like that. What? UK Ted. Hello? UK Ted! Alright, hang up on him. He's not ready, I guess. Whoops. Why was he calling in then, right, Milkman? You know?
Yeah, he might not have his fan zips up yet either.
He was the one unzipping his pants. Alright, let's see what else we got here requested prank-wise. Let's move on. Oh, that reminds me, hey, Milkman, did you hear Mel Gibson had another crazy rant?
I heard something about that. I wasn't sure if that would be just gossip or is that actuality.
No, it's true. I guess someone recorded him on the sly. He was in some hotel in Costa Rica.
Oh, my.
Well, Ice cream. I heard ice cream.
Hell yeah, man. Let me have some.
No, I heard the ice cream, man. What was that?
Well, I just drove by one. Maybe that's what it was.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, I heard ice cream. I was like, wait, stop.
It always says stop for children, so I, like, floored it, man.
You get extra points for hitting him. Look, I'm not going to play.
And then you get 100 more just for going back up and retread points.
Anyway, I'm not going to play much of it. I don't think it's very easy to hear, but he's just fucking nuts. Listen to this. It's off of TMZ. Oh my god, I love that shit. I love Mel Gibson. He's yelling, why don't I have a first draft of the Macabre?
What the f***? That was Mel Gibson?
See, I had downloaded a different version that was him cursing. This is like a version where you can hear him better, but it wasn't bleeped out. Now they bleeped it out. That sucks. Oh, let me hear one more.
Oh,
that sucks that this is bleeped out. I've got the other
version.
You
sure that's really him, man.
Yes,
I mean, the audio is so poor. It just sounds like almost somebody like just kind of like impersonating him.
No, it's him. No, it's proof. It's the guy was really there. And you hear, like, I guess from his conversation, you can tell. He's saying, why don't I have a first draft for the Maccabees or whatever, that movie that he's in or talking about or whatever. Or he's been talking about being in, something like that. The edited version, it's low, like the audio, you can't hear it as close, so you can tell it's him.
It's horrible.
But it doesn't have the beeps. He's like, you know, I make money for a cocksucker or something like that. He's talking about that girl that he hit, the recorded phone calls, you know, the girl that he supposedly hit when it was holding his baby and all that. He says that he's like, I fucking work, you know, and then she gets all the money, he says. And I'm earning money for a filthy cocksucker.
Yeah, it's just not making it on my end, so it'll probably sound like digital. It'll probably sound better on the screen right there.
I wish it didn't sound so bad.
It sounds like bacon fine. Is that what it sounds like on your end, or is that just because I'm digitally on the other end?
No. I think the guy was staying in the hotel room next to him, and he just was like screaming. He was screaming into the phone, and this guy's like, oh, fuck, I gotta record this. He's like, I gotta record this. Mel Gibson's next door freaking out again.
Who wants me? Who the f*** wants me? Go have something to eat! Hooray!
I didn't hear that part before. Who wants to eat? Who wants to fucking eat? Oh, Mel Gibson, I love you. You're such a train wreck. Man, I'm gonna hear that part again. It was a whole tirade of him cursing. You can't hear it. Stop fucking egg! Alright! There's 10 seconds left. Nah. That's it. Well, interesting. Yeah, yeah. All the beeping sucks, though. That sucks in that version. I've got a better version, but I don't have it ready, so too bad. Too bad.
Yeah, I'm in there. Just, I don't know. I'm a phone because I'm, like I said, visually disconnected by, like, three digital.
Just sound
like a lot of bacon frying, and like,
beep. Nah, that's definitely Mel Gibson, man. You know what Mel Gibson sounds like. If you've heard Mel Gibson ranting like a fucking nut.
You know voices. I just on this man, it's not very identifiable.
Yeah, I know. Ken's here. Hey, Big Ken, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on? That was some crazy shit. I thought I was listening to some Morse code there for a minute.
The unedited version is much better, but you can't hear it as loud. Whatever. But yeah, he's fucking, it's still good to hear Mel Gibson, you know, back in the news. Did he have some stupid movie where he had his hand up a puppet's ass and everyone was like, it's the return of the nice Mel Gibson? You know, last year, you know, he was playing some doctor who thought that the puppet was alive.
I seem to recall something along those lines.
So much for that. Oh, well. He's just like Mike Tyson. Just can't. Well, actually, Mike Tyson's been doing really good lately. I must say, for the last 3 years, Mike Tyson's been really cool.
Well, didn't you hear what he said about that, you know, that Trayvon stuff going down in Florida? He was like, yeah, I'm surprised nobody shot him yet. He goes, they should shoot him and all this stuff. And I'm like, wow, way to try to get somebody killed there, yeah. Mike.
But everyone else, I mean, even Spike Lee saying that. And every rapper and half the NFL and NBA saying the same thing. So, you know, it's Mike Tyson. What do you expect? What's he going to do?
Yeah.
You know,
just take a look at that tattoo on his face. Because, exactly. Ah, fuck it.
And there
it's
you
Mike.
Go. Yeah. Yeah. George Zimmerman, that guy, their article just came out about an hour ago in the Orlando Sentinel website that they're expecting him to make bail tomorrow. So here we go again. All over again. That guy's going to get killed. Anyway, we got a taxi number. Well, we got a number where we're supposed to ask for a taxi repeatedly, even though this is not a taxi company, and put on a French accent. Okay. This is in the United Kingdom, that's all I know. Somerset, we have no name, because the name is not known. So, I don't understand, but we'll do it, I guess. I think this is UK Godfathers here. Let's put him on. UK Godfather? Hello? No? See you later. All right, they're there. Anyway, Milkman, you still there? All right, Big Ken's there. All right, let's call this number here. I play a songy song here.
Oh, hey, I wanted to ask you, have you ever heard of Jay Battle?
Jay Battle?
Yeah, a rap guy.
No, can't say I have, Milkman.
He's like one of my friends, man. Like, I didn't even know this, man. He's like a customer of mine, dude. He's like got this, like, kick-ass album, man.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I'll send you some of it.
Does it go hubble beba bubble bubble?
Welcome to voicemail. The person you.
I'll try him again, just for safety.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'd like to make a taxi. I'd like to have a taxi, please.
You've got the wrong number.
No, this is the taxi people.
No, this isn't taxi people. This is a private residence.
I am Mr. Horse. I would like a taxi from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue to your mother's cunt.
Everybody knows that route. It's frequently visited.
That's the one that Bill Clinton takes all the time. Or he used to.
Send to voicemail.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue to your mother's cunt. Yes.
Get me a cigar and a taxi.
Oh, come on. Take it off the hook, lady. Or put it back on the hook, rather.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have
called. Welcome to voicemail. All right, one more.
Welcome to voicemail.
No, there. I should not have said the cunt word. Sorry, guys. Ruined that one. Bristol Ambulance Control. Ambulance booking line. Ask for a taxi to Bristol. Royal Infirmary from Bristol Children's Hospital. Okay. This an ambulance control. Is this another one of those things where we're going to get shit for calling the ambulance control?
Ah, fuck them.
I'm not British, so yeah, deal with it.
Thank God.
Thank God, right? This show would really suck. It'd be nothing but soundboards like Nunu.
Yeah, and people need to brush their damn teeth.
Ooh. That's not true anymore. They fluoridate the water now, I think, don't they? Florida is Florida. Hey, Davi, how you doing, man? Davi, come on, Davi.
Great Western Ambulance Service is currently experiencing a high volume of calls.
Hello.
Please hold, and your call will be answered as soon as possible.
Oops. You're dying? Fucking go on hold.
I like the idea of booking a taxi. Hey, Milkman, you're back.
Yeah. On hold again.
Oh, boy, come on. You know what I'm talking about when I do that, Milkman?
Huh?
What? When you said you liked the rap song California Love by Dr. Dre and Tupac.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, that's my boy, man. Like, dude, I'm going to have to, like, rip this CD and send it to you, man. Like, you fucking autographed it for me there, and I thought, shit, dude. I was like, damn. He's, like, on here with Snoop Dogg.
Oh, cool.
J Battle and JT the Bigga Figga worldwide.
Hey, man. That's cool.
Yeah, already got Nunu fucking in there. Stop pranking them.
Oh, here we go. Well, they're not picking up. We're not pranking anybody until they pick up, Nunu. Anyway.
I think they're fucking pranking us, putting us on hold and shit.
Right? It's a joke. J Battle, J-A-Y, or just the letter J, Milkman?
Yeah,
J-A-Y.
Yes, J. Battle. Yes, hi. I'd like to make a taxi, please.
Sorry, you'd like to...
Yes, I need to book a ride as soon as possible, please.
You need an ambulance? Okay, where are we collecting the patient from?
I need the vehicle. I need a taxi machine to pick me up as soon as possible.
Come through to the ambulance service.
Yeah, exactly. I need a taxi from Bristol Royal Infirmary to Bristol Royal Infirmary from Bristol Children's Hospital.
I don't understand. You're calling for a taxi?
I'm in the hospital, and I need a taxi ride to the other hospital.
Are you a doctor, or...?
I'm adopted? No.
No, are you a doctor?
No.
Who are you?
I work for International Business Machines.
Just bear me 1 second.
Hello? Oh, I can't show you guys on the cam, but I bought a box of Black and Milds. You know Black and Milds, Ken? You ever use those? You ever smoke those, man?
Yeah.
It's 10 packs of Black and Milds. I got them for $25.
That's not bad at all.
Not bad. Right.
So did you find him on the site?
On the Black and Mild website?
Hello, did you mean to come through to the ambulance service, to ambulance control?
Well, I'm in the hospital, and if I'm going to ride, I'm going to ride in style. Ambulance has a lot of room, and I can lay down in it and have a meal, have a pizza.
Well,
I don't understand why you've called the ambulance service for a taxi.
Well, yes, I need a ride. See, the taxi is a vehicle machine, correct?
Yes, we transport poorly patients.
Yeah, so I will, you know, I get to lay down and relax, and you take me in the taxi ambulance to where I need to go. I just want to stop at a few places on the way. I need to stop and pick up my laundry, and then we go to the children's hospital. I'm going to have lunch there, and then I need a return trip later on back to my house.
Quite frankly, I don't know what to say to you.
Well, do you have oxygen on this ambulance?
We do carry oxygen on the ambulance, yes.
That's why. I like some oxygen, too. I want to breathe it.
Who are you?
My name is Cross.
One second.
I'm Mr. Cross.
Hello.
Hello, Miss.
CMD Supervisor. How can I help?
Hi, lady. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Thank you, sweetie. Yes, I am looking for a ride to the Bristol Children's Hospital, where I will be having dinner with my wife. And on the way, we're going to stop and pick up some laundry and run to the post office, whatever you call it here in the UK, the post, where you put letters in the mail for people to take to send to the United States. And then we'd like a ride there. And then after we're done, we'd like a ride back and a scenic tour of the areas. And
but we're an ambulance service.
I know, so I can lay down in the vehicle. There's a lot of space, and you have medicines there in case something happens.
Where did you get this number from, sir?
From the United States Embassy.
Okay. And where did you get this number from? Who passed you on this number?
The doctor at the United States Embassy did.
From the United States Embassy?
Yes.
And can I take your name, please?
I'm sorry, what?
Can I take your name, please?
My name is Mr. Cross.
Okay. And where are you at the moment?
I am at my hotel, and then in the ambulance, then I'll be able to lay down, correct?
No, we're not an escort service.
No, I'm not looking for...
If you needed an ambulance and there was something wrong with you, then we would be able to help.
Well, yeah, there is something wrong with me. I'm sick.
But obviously, we're not going to take you to the Bristol Children's Hospital with your wife.
Well, I mean, you don't seem to understand. Now, you're saying an escort service. I'm not looking for a companionship. I have a wife already. I'm not looking for a woman to escort me for sexual services and things like that. I'm not looking for that. How dare you? I demand an apology.
No, I'm saying if you're wanting... there's nothing wrong with you. You have no injuries. You're not unwell.
I am unwell. I have a problem.
What problem do you have, sir?
I make harassing phone calls too much and...
Right, so in that case, then we'd need to help... So, have you got psychiatric problems?
I do, but see, the most important thing is that I want to be able to lay down in the ambulance in the bed with my wife in the back.
Right, so where is your wife now?
I haven't seen my wife for the last few days now, since they left me here.
Right, where are you at the moment?
I'm in the hotel.
Which hotel are you in, sir?
The Hotel Bristol.
Yeah, there's quite a few hotels in Bristol.
It's called the Hotel Bristol.
Right. Well, sir, I mean, as you've already said, you know, you make harassing calls, okay? So why are you calling the ambulance service now?
Oh, no, this is for a legitimate reason. I need to go to the hotel with my wife for dinner.
Yeah, but you're saying you haven't seen your wife for a few days now, so...
No, she's due here in a few hours.
Well, do you want to wait for your wife to arrive?
No, she said to make sure that this is taken care of.
Right, well...
Because if it's not, she's going
to
get upset.
The best way to get to the Bristol Children's with your wife would be to order a taxi.
No, well, we can't lay down in the taxi.
But you don't need to lay down, do you?
I do. With my wife, I do. We lay down together.
Right, but your wife's not even with you at the moment, and we wouldn't.
Well,
we
when
wouldn't
she
provide,
is, I'm not.
We wouldn't provide you with an ambulance just so that you and your wife could lie down in the back of it.
Well, that's the plan. When she's here, I'm not going to be able to keep my arms, my hands off of her, my lips, touching
Sorry?
Her.
Sorry.
I'm not going to be able to keep my hands and my lips and everything off of her, you know? I'm going to be in love. I'm going to be in a state of love with my wife.
Right, well, that isn't something we can help you with, is it? You're better to stay in the hotel.
Well, what else kind of vehicle can I lay down in?
Well, you don't need to go into a vehicle, do you? If you're going to meet your wife in a few hours and you're going to have dinner together, you can do all that in the hotel and you can lie down on the bed there.
No, we don't want to stop. Like, we're gonna do this when we're having dinner. We're even going to lay down and eat dinner together on the floor and everything and kiss and touch.
Right, so I actually think that at the moment, obviously, you're abusing the ambulance service, aren't you? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hang up. If you have a real emergency, then call us back on 999.
Okay, my foot hurts. I need an ambulance.
Yeah, but the address you're giving me, there isn't an address. I mean, there isn't a Hotel Bristol.
It's 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
That isn't in Bristol, is it? 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't send an ambulance to America.
Oh, do you have any recommendations?
What you need to do is call, obviously... If you're saying you're in the Hotel Bristol, you can't be in Washington and Bristol at the same time, can you?
Well, I'm on my way back to the Hotel Bristol from Washington.
Right, well, that's going to take quite a few hours, isn't it? It's going to take you about 10 hours to get from Washington to Bristol.
Not very much, no. I'm laying down in the hotel.
Right, I'm going to end this call
please
now,
no.
All right? When you need an emergency,
please.
Then call 999.
What's 999?
Thank you.
Hello? Please? Okay. There you go. UK Ted, you have some kind of problem? You're here. Your picture.
I don't know,
here.
But Nunu sure as fuck does.
What's he doing? What's his problem?
Oh, he's just bitching up a storm like normal.
Who cares? What? So what are we calling that place? Who cares, Nunu?
That, this is last quote in the chat room. Nunu, don't prank ambulance. Piss ass balls.
It's a private ambulance company, Nunu, for God's sake. It's a private fucking company. We're not calling emergency services. They've got ambulance companies here in the States that are private companies, like America Ambulance, and they don't necessarily operate, they don't have EMTs on there and life support. They just provide services for, you know, old and infirm people from the nursing home to a doctor's office and back.
Yeah, because, they'll transfer them back and forth
yeah,
to different facilities.
Yeah, because they have to be on a stretcher, you know. So they'll take them, you know, to a doctor's appointment and bring them back, but they have to have oxygen and they be on a stretcher the whole time, so they take the ambulance. That's all, Nunu. We're not doing anything bad. We're not calling your 999 here, okay? God. Seriously. Give it the program.
UK Ted, what's going on?
He's not saying anything. I'm getting ready to drop him off. Why you call in and use up my bandwidth and not say anything, UK Ted?
He's typing in chat, but he isn't saying anything over voice.
He dropped off himself. I was kind of harsh with him. Another person that dropped off was Milkman during that call. Let's call him back. Milkman drops off the call a lot. You know that?
Yeah, I think he's getting another blowjob. He had to hang out.
Yeah, he's getting a blowjob from that black rapper. If it was...
You notice I didn't specify if it was male or female.
Yeah, I know. Blowjob's a blowjob, though, man. It doesn't matter.
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
As long as they're not nicking you with the teeth. Even though I had a girl once, so she'd use her teeth a little bit sometimes. I actually feel kind of good.
Holy shit, Nunu is raging war in the chat room.
Is he kicking people?
Nobody's
okay.
About to kill everybody.
Milkman.
Alright.
Hey.
Okay, Don, you have a good night.
Good night.
Bye bye. Let me know what you think.
Alright, I will. All right. See ya.
Hey, man, what's going on, bro?
Later, man. Bye.
Hey.
Hey.
I lost you, man, but I heard part of that, and Nene needs to quit fucking whining, dude. We're going to have to talk about this situation here in the chat room, you and I. So we're going to have a board meeting here. Since he doesn't even offer his vocal the vocal resignation or confirmation that we can have it without him.
I like Tuck mentions 999 is 666 upside down. That's a good point, Tuck. You know what, Tuck? Very good point. Think about that, guys, before we get all bent out of shape about this whole thing. Good point, Tuck. Old star for Tuck.
Besides
that, it's the UK anyway, so what does it make a fuck anyway?
Yeah,
we want funny calls in the UK, we're giving them, so quit crying.
Yeah, that's, you always want the UK call, so there you go. All right, Nunu wants us to call the beep. Let me try to extend an olive branch here to Nunu. A BBC call here for you guys. He wants us to call the BBC and quit our job at the BBC World Service, okay? I don't get it, but okay. Oh, didn't I call once from BBC Radio World Service saying there was a riot in New York and it was caused by a blast of wind from Howard Stern's asshole? I remember now. Or there was a fire in New York City. Hello? Hello? Yes, hello. I'm calling in order to quit my job from the BBC World Service. Who would I need to speak to about that?
You wanting to do what, sorry?
I work for the BBC World Service.
Right.
And I'm quitting my job.
Okay.
So I want to report this, and I want it reported on the BBC Radio and BBC One.
Okay, do you have a contact name within the BBC that you can speak to?
I want to speak to the gay guy on the fourth floor. You know, she's not ever mean to me anymore. She used to be. Hung right up.
Good morning, BBC Switchboard.
Yes, can you please put me through to the homosexual on the fourth floor?
The what, sorry?
The homosexual on the fourth floor. I would like to make a report to him.
Right, I need to give you the telephone number.
For the homosexual?
It's for our human resources department.
But I already have a job there.
Then you should know who to speak with?
Well, here's my question now. If I speak to human resources, can I make a complaint about an employee?
You can indeed.
Would I need to have their name?
No, just the department.
What is your department?
Switchboard.
And your name?
I can't give a name, but I can give a reference number.
Alright, because I'm going to write, why don't you just complain because you hung up the phone twice on me. On purpose.
No, the line went dead.
The first time, what did I hear click?
The first time went dead, yes.
And the second time when I called in and you hung up? Cause
I don't know, can't answer that one for you.
Okay, but my computer, I have a computer here that can tell me whether or not you hung up or went dead.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, would you like me to run that test?
No.
Let me see. It's telling me now, yeah, it says disconnected by other end.
Okay, whatever you say.
Right here. What's your operator number?
It is 13951.
13951 switchboard, and yep. you're the lesbian that works on the switchboard.
I am, yeah.
Okay, can you put me? Is human resources open now?
No.
Then why are you offering to put me through if no one's there?
Because you'll have to wing on normal hours. I'm not putting you through. I'm giving you the number.
No,
so you can ring on normal hours.
I don't write down numbers like that. When I call, I get people on the phone to take care of things. I don't care if you have to pull someone out of a meeting. Is someone in the meeting? Is that why?
No.
Get them out of the meeting and have them talk to me.
No.
Who's your supervisor? Who's in charge there?
I am at the moment.
You're a woman and you're in the supervisor?
What's that? Is that a problem for you?
It's a problem for the BBC switchboard, yeah. It's a problem.
Why is it?
Because women not as good as woman, as man when it comes to working.
Do you have a problem with women?
I do with women who think they know how to work the telephone and don't know how.
Yep, and I exactly know what to do with the telephone.
Do you have a computer?
And if your computer knows how to disconnect, then I will disconnect this call.
Wait a minute.
Because I do believe that you're just a nuisance caller.
Okay, wait a minute. Do you know what the subnet mask is for a /24 computer network? You don't, do you, honey? Because you're a woman. You don't know. Come on, tell me. What's the subnet mask for a /24 network? You don't know.
Is this call going anywhere? Because really, it's really just irrelevant to me right now.
Well, yeah, of course it's irrelevant because it's information. Mm. It's about computers and technology, and you're a late woman. Well, you should
what's
be.
What's that got to do with it? That's not part of my job. That's not part of my job, so I don't need to answer that one.
How hard was it for you to
I'm
get?
I'm talking to you like this. It's not my job either. So
okay, how hard was
either
it?
Either take the number for human resources or disconnect this call for me.
I'll take the number. But how was it you got the job away from the cafeteria, the kitchen, and you started working on the phone? Like
the telephone number you need to ring.
Uh huh. Yeah, stupid.
It's +44.
Stupid.
203.
Horse.
008.
Horse.
9013, and I would appreciate it if you didn't contact this number again.
I will contact again because you haven't taken care of my problem.
I've took care of your problem. I think you need to see somebody about your problem.
Your problem, my problem is I need a sandwich. Will you please go to the kitchen where you belong and make it for me? I like to.
Are you serious, really?
Yes, make a sandwich.
Do you know what year it is? Do you know what year it is?
It's obviously a very horrible year in the UK when women are answering the phone like this and think they're in control and make decisions.
No, we are in control. We are in control. It's people like you that are in control.
Okay, let me tell you. Sandwich with ham and cheese, a little bit of lettuce, toasted bread.
Do you have a job? What's your job?
Yes, I work with computers. I work for International Business Machines. I'm the
CEO. Do you really? I thought you worked for the BBC. So why can't you get your life straight?
I quit my job, remember? You see, you don't even...
No, so what are you phoning for? Well,
typical
so
woman
for,
typical woman doesn't even take down
what
notes.
What are you phoning for?
And doesn't even know what I'm talking about. I'm calling to
no,
report...
No, you don't know what you're talking about. I think you are phoning from some mental institution and that you don't know what you want.
You're the second person tonight to accuse me of that.
Well, why are you phoning at this daft o'clock in the morning?
To quit my
in
job.
The United Kingdom.
I start my job tonight at midnight with International Business Machines.
Do you really?
I did.
Do you? All right. Well done. Congratulations.
Well, write that down, please. Do you know how to write down things?
I'm not writing down either. No.
What
I'm
about
too intelligent to write things down.
How much for the sandwich, honey?
How much for the sandwich?
The sandwich you're going to make?
So
make me a good
irrelevant.
Sandwich.
This is irrelevant.
You make me a good sandwich,
you're just,
honey.
You're just pathetic, really, aren't you?
Make me a nice, good sandwich and a nice glass of milk.
No.
Because
you're not worth it.
You do a good job, honey.
Come on.
Yeah, and you fold my underwear and my clothes for me, too.
Okay. Are you a sick pervert?
No.
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 Well, you are.
I'm not telling you to touch me and things like that in the private parts. I'm just
that's exactly what you're telling me to do.
To fold my clothes and underwear and make me a sandwich with a glass of milk?
Mm.
You
yeah.
sure have a twisted thing. You know, oh, I'm sorry. You don't know where babies come from? The penis goes in the vagina. That's where the baby comes from.
Right.
That's how it happens.
Okay, then.
You don't get
right.
it from eating a
Here's
sandwich.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal, right?
Here's the deal.
You're a nut job. You're a nut job, and I'm disconnecting this call.
I love you. here's the deal. There is
you
a deal.
You should have busted the white devil out on her and just said, I want my sandwich.
Where is my sandwich? That was fun.
Sounds like she was getting off a little there during the call.
Yeah, she's going, Yeah, I heard that. I was going to say that too. I think she likes being roughed up a little bit. She likes a man to rough her up.
She said she knew what to do with the phone.
She puts her phone on vibrate. No, I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying?
Milkman dropped again like a shit.
So UK Ted dropped about 65 times during that call.
Did he really?
Please
he kept coming back and going, coming back and going.
Just give it up, UK Ted. All right, your internet doesn't work. Just go to Afghanistan.
On a wheel running his internet right now.
UK Ted, get with us when you get back from Afghanistan. Okay?
The switchboard just now hung up. They were still online.
No, I heard this. Hey!
I lost you, bro. Every time I go on the other...
I called you as soon as the phone call was done.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to get back on, and I could not hear you. Oh, shit. Now what?
What? What happened?
I think you're so... Okay, let me hold on.
Uh-oh.
All right, live and direct. Milkman is getting pulled over right now, and it's going to get an anal probe.
Milkman's getting pulled over. He doesn't have a valid license, guys. I don't know if you guys knew that, but he doesn't. I'm not kidding you. His license is suspended. This could be interesting.
He better keep that phone on so he's got some witnesses in case some shit goes down.
Milkman, take that off of mute. We want to hear. Oh, shit.
Fuck it. This is where we need the breaking news shit going right now.
Here we go. Well, hang on. See if Milkman gets arrested. You can get out of a tick. You can, if your license is suspended. I got pulled over once where my license was suspended. And I knew about it, but I acted like I was like, what? Like, I was, it was a ticket I hadn't paid. And I knew it. I couldn't afford it. And the cop pulled me over. He's like, when's the last time you had a ticket? And I said, about 6 months ago. Why? And he's like, well, your license is suspended. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah. I was like, no way, man. Come on. I took a class and I paid the ticket. I took the class and I don't know what you're talking about. He let me go. They in Florida, at least, they can give you driving with license suspended without knowledge. And if that happens, they let you go.
I had something similar up here happen. My license was suspended. I knew about it and all that, but I was going down a road. Never seen any cops down this fucking road. And, of course, I'm sitting there speeding and shit. And I zoomed past this cop, and I pulled over and waited for him. He comes back around. I told him straight up. I'm like, yeah, my license is suspended. I'm going to work. He actually still let me off.
No kidding.
He's like, you knew about it? I'm like, yeah. And I was like, I was heading to work. And he's like, all right, you fucking, I had one of my family members come pick up my car, and he just fucking let me go without a ticket, too.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah, this cop let me, he said, don't drive your car, because, you know, if I catch you or someone else sees you, they're gonna take you away. But I was at a gas station, let me stay. He was actually kind of cool about it, but I had, like, a ton of weed in the car. I think I was coming back from buying weed.
What's even shittier up here, though, is you get pulled over for those offenses here in Michigan. They got what's called driver responsibility. Mm-hmm. So if you get pulled over with a suspended license, they fucking make you pay $500 a year for the next 2 years.
Why?
As a fine just to keep your fucking license.
That's ridiculous. Holy shit, man.
They hit you for a DUI. It's $1,000 a year for 2 years, so you get hit. For $2,000 just to keep your license.
Wow. See, but then I got pulled over though, it was just for like my light. I didn't even know my front light in the car. One of my lights was out. I didn't even know. So he's like, "Do you even know why I pulled you over?" Like, no. I was like, "Yeah, your light's out." I'm like, "Oh man." I mean, if I would have known, I told him like, I mean, the auto parts is like right next there. I was like, "I'll go to the auto parts and I'll fix it." He's like, yeah.
Should have told him, yeah, that's where I'm going, man. I'm going to get me a fucking light to fix that.
Yeah, I know. I didn't tell him the truth either when I was doing it. That would have been... Oh, I just came back from my boys. I was buying weed, yeah. I don't deal with that anymore. No more weed smoking. Hey, it's 4:20 tonight, you know? Not even midnight tonight. 30 minutes away or so here in the East Coast.
Yeah, I'll be celebrating my birthday here. Come on Saturday. It'd be pretty good.
Well, good. Happy birthday, 4:21 for you. Awesome.
Oh, I used to get that shit all the time because me and my friends always go out like the day before and went and played laser tag one time. This guy's like, enjoy the roast of 4:20. I'm like, aren't you just a clever fuck?
Right. Aren't you fucking nice? Fucking cool. That's kind of cool, though. Dude, laser tags are shit. Let's connect Tucker Mike here. We haven't talked to Tucker Mike in a while. Mike Tucker.
Fuck you, Tucker Mike.
What the fuck you want,
yeah.
Mike?
Yeah!
Fuck you want, Mike Tucker?
You won't. But you will, you gum.
You know, there's someone on PlayStation...
I'm stopping you.
There's someone on my PlayStation list whose little, whose status on the PlayStation Network is what the fuck you want, Mike Tucker? I don't know if I ever told you that.
Did you tell me that? I don't... That was about a month or so ago. Is it still going on? Or
I think he
that meme, that crazy meme.
Well, he changed it now to how much are your spaces? I forgot. I think it's Klaus.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I forgot who it is out there. But when I logged in to play Skyrim, and I see what the fuck you want, Mike Tucker. I was like oh,
I'm
my kinda God.
Kind of digging the little quote here on the Madhouse page right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna drag you by your hair to the jail stairs.
Everyone
gets good.
You get a random one. Yeah, that's Reclude got that from the
Junk Busters.
The Junk Busters, yeah. I gotta put that bill right. I'm gonna put that down. What the fuck you want, Mike Tucker? I gotta add that there. What the fuck you want, Mike Tucker?
You know, you don't give me alerts anymore when a show is on, so I never know it's Thursday night.
No, you don't get them? I don't know.
They shut the other one down.
Hello, Janet Morris.
Sorry.
All right.
What's all that?
Watching
that. Oh, no, that was somebody else.
They're saying hi to you.
Oh, hi. Wait, watching.
Hi.
Hi. Do you have a good mic in the house?
Yeah, watch a Family Feud back there.
They're talking to you.
All right.
Mike, you have a good mic.
Are we talking to your TV, or are you talking to us, or what's the deal?
Mike's on. Talk.
All right, I hung up. That sounds like
wow.
Shit.
Wow, somebody's having some fucking technical difficulties.
They're celebrating 420 a little early.
Probably UK10 the next room at the hotel. Hey, yeah, Janet, hopefully. Can I borrow your internet real quick?
Yeah, let us talk to the Spice Channel, man. That'd be cool.
Yeah, let's talk to the Spice Channel. See if they send anything back. Get all 1997.
All right, we got... We got the
with the wavy lines because in
what is the NHS office? What is that? Is that a British? Is that 911 services there in Britain too?
Oh, I don't.
Is that the National Health Service or something? Is that like the socialized medicine there?
Oh, you may have the National Health, maybe something booga boogie. I don't know.
Anyway,
talk to British person.
I don't know. Only one way to know is to give it a call.
Give
see
it a call.
Who goes fucking nuts?
They tell us. Ask
let's watch the chat room, as you call it.
Yeah. Milkman, you with us yet? Are you arrested? I think Milkman's getting arrested tonight, guys.
Probably got his pants around his ankles at the moment.
I won't take you in, but you gotta pick this call.
Is he still with his horror girlfriend?
Oh my God, Milkman! Don't say that. Ah, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to get you. They're monitoring you.
We're tracing this call. We trace every call.
Illuminati's going to get you.
They got Tupac. They got Tupac. You saw him. Now he's a hologram.
Yeah. See? That's a first sign.
They turned him into a hologram. Over. They take it into a hologram.
New World Order. Read my lips. New World Order.
Oh, God. Fuck that shit.
I read a couple articles there where people were at that concert, thought that hologram was a Tupac lookalike, and they were just fucking tripping balls out there.
Wow.
Right.
There was some people probably thought it really was. They didn't know that it was Tupac. Like, oh my God, Tupac came back!
They're like flipping out. He lives! I told you he was alive!
I told you. He made us come back. All right. We got a number for policeman. I don't think we're calling policeman. Sorry.
Policeman. Please call me. I'm lonely. Please call me a policeman.
Yeah, I don't think we're calling policeman. UK Ted sends in. This is number for a certain gay hotel in Gay Brighton, UK. The night manager is a murderer, apparently, and he has shitty internet. Call him and make fun of him. Someone sent in a number from UK Ted, I think. Did you get a chance to check out that podcast I recommended? No, I added it to my feed list. I added it to my server program, the program I have on my server that downloads podcasts. So it's in my rotation here. And it's also on my Android phone. I added the feed to my Android phone podcast app, and it's downloaded 3 episodes. But I have not had a chance. I haven't listened to much pod. I've been really busy at work this week. It's crunch time here for us. Twice a year, it's crunch time at my job, and this is the first crunch time this week. Crunch time. All right. So does UK Ted want us to call him, I think? Let me see. Hang on.
What do we call him?
I don't know. His phone. He gave us a phone number. I'll get back to that. Let me do some more pranks for UK Ted. I don't want to tie up the lines too much. We got Milkman here, too. You know, he's getting arrested, so we want to...
Yeah, we want to keep that open.
We want to keep that open just in case he needs to call in, needs to bail him out or something. All right. we got a number in Spokane. Todd Rima, yet another found on Facebook, not confirmed. I guess he gave his phone number out on Facebook. Guessing this might be jealousy following was last message 8 days ago. What, Dobby? What do you want? You're not going outside now, okay? You stay here. You insisting on coming inside the room? You stay here. He's meowing at his shadow. Dumb cat. Stupid cat. You know, it's funny. He got a stick up his ass today for a fecal exam. It was funny. Hey, Keith. This is Todd Rima. Give me a call and I give out the phone number. That's the message on Facebook. Okay, cool. Well, let's do it. Everybody, next call of the night, if I can get it to paste. I cannot get it to paste. Come on. There we go. Milkman, you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
You got a ticket?
No.
You had finger in the
calling
butt?
Calling me, though. Hey, either I didn't hear the phone ring or I'm busy, so leave a message.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. Thanks for the...
And that little bit of a douchey little mess. Either I didn't hear the phone ring
I'm busy, or I'm fucking...
thumb up my ass.
Or I'm sleeping, or like it's on silent, or I'm at work and I can't answer it, or it could be
I'm
a lot
so
of
cool
things.
To be a douche because it's a trendy thing to be, so I'm going to be a douche because it's cool.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
What now, Milkman? You getting pulled over, or are you upset about Tuck?
No, getting calls. I get like fucking five different calls, man. I'm trying to drive and everybody wants you to pick them up at once, you know? I mean, I get like five people calling at once.
Oh, man.
I juggle all the calls and drive. It sucks.
Well, yeah. You gotta get one of those phones you can hit a button and without having...
Are you a popular guy or is someone from the show finds your number and dishes a call?
What?
Is this work stuff or is this someone bothering you?
No. People want rides, man. I make money doing that shit.
Oh, okay.
Someone wants a ride, I pick them up. But they all call at once, and I got to, like, stop what I'm doing and answer this call, and then I'm on the line with the agent. As soon as I hang up, somebody else calls.
They all want a ride. The milkman. Right,
and I'm stuck on the phone with you, and I wish I was there.
All right. Let's... Uh-oh. Here we go.
Hello?
Oh,
shit.
Are you talking to us or your ride? Your fare?
I'm talking to you. I couldn't understand. I can hear blah, 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 blah. I don't know what you're saying, man. I have to repeat it.
Boo, boo, boo. Boo.
Bliggy, bliggy, blah.
Bliggy, blue. All right, we're calling Godfather's Pizza, Milkman. Take it easy, God.
What's going on, man? I mean, are we talking here or are we playing jokes?
we're doing a prank call show. We're prank.
Jessica, can I help you?
Yes, hi. Is this Godfather's Pizza?
Yeah.
Is this the pizza that's owned by the crazy black guy that ran for president?
Huh? No. I don't... What?
You know the black man that ran for president? Trot crazy?
We are... It's just Godfather's Pizza.
Yeah, it's owned by the black guy that ran for president. Remember his name?
No.
You know who...
He doesn't own us. He was the CEO for a little while, but he's not anymore.
Yeah, but he said he took his shirt off and he was running in traffic and everything. They had him on TV.
Okay.
He was running around saying they're going to kill me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Martin Lawrence.
No, do you want to order some pizza? We've got...
Yeah. What specials do you have?
Okay. You can buy any large pizza at regular price and get a second one of equal or lesser value for $6.99.
Do you do delivery there?
We do.
Okay. the delivery guys, are they cool?
Well, yeah.
Do you think I could talk to them?
They're on deliveries right now.
Is there one there now I could talk to?
Nope.
Can you have one call me?
No.
Is there anybody in the kitchen I could talk to?
I'm in the kitchen.
Oh, cool. So you're cool then. Are you cool?
Sure.
You're down?
I'm just trying to do my job.
Yeah, I hear you, man. That's, yeah, so it's like, it's 4:20, and like, I'm new to town, and I can't find anything, so I know, like, you know, pizza people, you know, it's real common, so my friend said to give you guys a call, and that one of the delivery guys there, maybe, or someone in the kitchen could help me out, so that'd be cool, so.
Okay.
Can I get an onion, or?
What, you want just an onion pizza?
No, well, is that what it's called? Is that how you...
I don't know.
Is that the code for it?
No, there's no... What are you talking about? Do you want to order pizza for delivery or not? Because I have other stuff that I have to do.
Yeah, is that... If that's what it's called. Yeah, pizza with herbs on it, you know?
No.
You know what I mean? Onion.
No, we don't do that.
Well, you just said it's a code, that you have it.
No, we don't have any code words for any special pizzas.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
All you please. Can I, what about the delivery guy?
No.
Come on. Please.
I'm the person who makes the pizzas. I would know.
Who's the one that does that stuff?
Nobody does that stuff here.
Seriously? None of the drivers do?
No.
Is there a driver due in there any second now?
Stingy bitch, Bogarting all the weed for herself.
Yeah, none of the drivers there do any. I think Milkman got mad at you, Tuck. I don't know why. You know how he is. Why is he like that?
I'm in a silly mood, and somehow Milkman just likes silly moods.
Watch if I call him, but he doesn't pick up.
I bet he don't.
All right, you act like you're not here.
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
I will enjoy the music.
Well. Why do you do that? Why do you hang up like that?
I'm not playing no fucking games, dude. You guys want to fuck around. I ain't going to sit here and play games. I don't know what the fuck you're saying. You know, I'm not doing it, man. I'm not playing these games.
We're just messing with
you. You know better than that shit. I don't fucking need it. I won't do it.
We're just messing with you. That's all.
Huh?
You don't have to be upset. We're just messing with you. You don't have to be like that.
I'm not in the messing mood. I never am in the messing mood. You know that.
All right, so. All right, fine. Well, we're going to be like that, fine.
Yeah, I'm going to be like that. If you guys want to fucking play games, play games. I'm not playing games.
All right, we'll just sit here and have a good conversation, then.
Well, what the fuck was you guys saying? I don't know. Was that you? Was that somebody else? What was it? I could not understand.
I don't even know who
it was. Like, distorted.
I don't know who it was. I don't know. Who was it?
Well, then you need to control your fucking voice box there, your fucking Skype, whatever the fuck you're using, man. I don't want to deal with it.
Well, I ended the show. We're not even doing a show anymore now, so forget it.
All right, well, that's good then, because if you can't control it, dude, it ain't worth being on the air.
Fine.
It's fucking calamity. It's bullshit.
All right, fine.
No one likes that shit. No one wants to hear a bunch of people talking, 10 people at once.
All right, well.
Nobody wants to hear that shit. That's just out of control, man. It's not even funny. It's not even good radio, period.
All right, fine. All right, Milkman. All right, well,
I mean, you know, there's supposed to be, you know, a way to do this, and, you know, and I guess that's went out the window again.
Okay. All right, man. All right. You got a point. You're right.
I mean, don't you remember we had this discussion since we started this years ago? We had all these people on here, and we'd get all these problems for everybody talking at once. You know, people, like, pause and take a turn, you know. But when this whole talking and bit one starts up, it's no fucking fun. I don't like it.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Other people don't like it either. Listeners don't like it either. They're told this by other people.
Well, I'll write that down.
Well, I hope so, because you know, this is not the first time we've discussed this. And I don't put this shit on the air, which is not supposed to be well.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called is unavailable.
I didn't know you felt that way, man. I'm sorry. I thought...
Alright, well, I'm going to get off here, man. I'm not playing no games, dude. You know, this is not supposed to be something we discuss on air, man.
Well, I thought you
this
were happy.
We're supposed to discuss in private.
Well, bye, man. Man, is he upset?
They're higher. Seriously,
please. It's last,
welcome
last, like,
to voicemail.
Last 3 weeks, he was chipper as fuck. I don't know what happened this week.
I don't know, man. That's,
I think he's getting a little, he was getting a little something the last couple weeks, so I think
he's roller coaster. He goes up and down. His mood swings are.
Yeah, he's got a problem. He's got chemical imbalance.
Yeah.
He's not happy.
I think you just needed Charlie to call him a son of a bitch or something.
I guess so.
Hello?
Hey, Ted.
Hi.
Don't talk like that. Milkman will get upset at you for talking.
Hey, Ted,
you
could
have
been
Castorian.
Yeah,
hello, Castorian. Hello, you bantured Kutaravecha Dursut Maranifua.
What?
Who is this?
Who is this?
I am Mr. Camel. Who are you?
I'm Mr. Elephant.
You're Mr. Elephant? I thought you were Mr. Monkey or Mr. Ulu Kapata.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck. I don't have anything to do. Go fuck your mom. Get out. You asshole.
Fuck your mom, you gun. Who the hell was that, anyway?
Does it matter?
Doesn't matter anymore.
It probably wasn't.
It wasn't Milkman. I know that.
Best, you don't know. Carlito's gonna get all in trouble anyway.
Hello. I know you're there, you monkey.
Horse.
All right, I'll drop him. Anyway, that was good. That Indian guy was nice and rockety. I don't know what that means. We got Kazeev.
What's up with Milkman? Why is he a very angry man now?
I don't know. He gets upset at talking too loud and talking over him. And, yeah.
It's why sometimes I'm here and sometimes I'm not, because I get fired every other
couple of months. The last time you two were on together, he was like saying, oh, I like Hot Buddies, and Hot Buddies is good. And man, I like you, Tuck. And I was like, oh, that's good.
I get my dick stuck. I like you, Tuck. Yeah. Next day, oh, fuck this shit. Yeah, this is a professional. This is a prank call show. You know, I act like asshole.
This is a prank call show. And I'm not fucking around.
I don't want to play.
Yeah, I'm not playing any fucking jokes here.
I don't like to play games.
That's why I told him, all right, let's just sit here and have a conversation. He got mad. He turned red, and he's like,
God. So let's have a conversation. So who are you voting for?
Can you imagine how Nunu would explode in the chat room if we did that? We had a show where we just talked about shit. And it
was
like,
that was a basketball game.
Oh, yeah. I get all the shit when I talk about basketball.
Yeah. How fast are you driving right now, Milkman? Be honest. Come on.
God. I'm not going to talk to Milkman tomorrow. He's going to lecture me about how...
Hello, Kazi. How can I help you?
Yes, hello, Ulu. I would like to make an order, please.
You want to order some to go?
Food, yes.
Yeah, what you want?
It's going to go in my mouth.
What?
I'd like to make an order for pilau rice, one pilau rice.
Okay.
Two chicken tikka masala.
One pilau rice.
Uh-huh.
One chicken tikka masala, how spicy?
No, two chicken tikka masala.
And the same spice?
Very spicy, 10.
Okay, extra hot.
Yeah.
And extra hot. Uh-huh. Anything more for you?
Three tandoori raj.
Three tandoori what?
Raj.
Raj.
I don't understand, sir. Tandoori what?
They have tandoori chicken?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Raj.
Uh-huh. All right.
Tandoori naan?
Uh-huh, yep. Four naan breads.
Four naan bread. Okay, plain naan?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Five papadams?
Five
orders of papadams?
Okay. Five orders of papadams.
Six diet Pepsi.
What?
Six diet Pepsi.
Okay, six banchud. Diet Pepsi. Okay.
Uh-huh. And one banchud.
What?
One banchud.
I don't understand what.
Banchud.
Hey, hala hala, taravicha, dursut maranifua. How are you? I want to talk to the chef immediately, please. I found a rubber band in my chicken tikka masala, and I'm very angry. No, I need to talk to the chef immediately. Make it happen.
No, chef doesn't talk here to the customers. You have
he
to
doesn't?
Talk to the receptionist. Yeah, you have to order.
You have a receptionist? Put me through immediately to the reception.
Okay, like we don't want to do your order, sir. I'm sorry about that. Sorry.
Do you have do you have a man that you kiss at night in the bed?
I'm the manager. We don't want to do your order, please.
Now, what about at night?
How to talk here.
Do you sleep in the bed with a man?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Do you sleep in the bed with a man? Dear.
The chef
God
is no
damn women
stupid.
Wearing the man pants.
Guys, remember what Milkman said. Don't talk over, you know. There's an order.
Okay.
An order of things.
Nobody likes that bullshit. I forgot.
I don't want that bullshit.
We're not here for fucking games,
all right? We're playing the game.
That's it. This is serious business.
I think that quote should go on the website.
I think that quote's
I'm not here to play games.
Hello. Yes, hello. Ulu.
Uh-huh.
Is this Mr. Ulu?
I'm sorry?
Is this Mr. Ulu?
Oh, I'm sorry, you got the wrong number.
Oh, is this Indian food?
Uh-huh.
I'd like to make an order.
For to go?
Yes.
Did you just call us a while back ago?
No, this is order for now.
Yeah, I'm sorry, we're not going to take any orders from you today.
Why not?
Why not? Because of the way how we spoke.
Can I speak to your sister again? I want to talk to her as she kisses a man in the bed.
All right.
Please? Aw.
A very dirty man.
Oh, he's keeping her all to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm having my sister.
Sister,
why is,
come in front
why
of
is
me.
Tucker Mike the biggest box in my Skype window? Why does it make him so big and everybody else so small?
Hey,
he's just a bad motherfucker.
That's right.
That's
why I piss everyone off. I'm a big cheese, man.
Right?
Fuck
biggest
you,
I'm the biggest box in the boxes. That's
right.
Me. That's right.
You've got a big box.
That's true. That's where I am. And thanks for pointing that out too, Ted.
What the fuck are you talking about, boxer?
He's talking about it.
I don't think Milkman's happy. He's sending me an angry message. He says that he's upset.
His box too big. Get ready to fire tugs. Box too big.
Fucking Carlito's going to have to edit all this out of the show so he doesn't know any better.
Yes, that's you. Oh, yes. More editing.
That's if he lets people ride in the passenger seat of his cab.
He said he will. I asked him that once. I don't know why he's acting like that. We had a nice conversation yesterday. He said he's listening, and he says he's upset and he doesn't want to listen to the show anymore. And I don't know why he's acting like that.
I don't even know what I did. That's the
Milkman. If you're listening, UK Ted will blow you if you keep listening.
This is on the UK part.
Ew. We just got to get to the UK.
Good evening, Tadpele.
Yes, I'd like to make an order, please, for the milkman. The milkman is upset, and we're sad. We're here to make an order for food.
Hello?
Yes, the milkman is sad, and we'd like to make an order for food for him, please. Well, can we make an order?
An order?
Oh.
He's not here.
She wasn't very understanding of the situation.
Well, Tuck was there talking, you know.
Bitch.
Talking loud in the call, like usual.
You're unmute, alright?
You know, Tuck, you do talk over a call sometimes. A lot of times. I'm not here to joke around.
I know.
Hello? Hello? Nah, they hung up.
Uncooperative, bitch.
Which one was that? Taj Palace? Let me see here. 420. How's your hockey doing there, UK? No, I mean, America, Ted. How are you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm America.
America, Ted. How's it going? Hockey good?
Yeah, it's still playing roller and ice. Not particularly really good at either one, but I still play.
Good. Good for you, man. What are you, a wing? What is it? What are the positions in hockey? Wing?
It depends which team it is. I'm on, like, three different teams. And
leg, wing.
Rotate.
It can be a thigh, a breast.
New Milkman is not a KVK.
Yeah, I had to call you back to you because we're in the baseball game.
What are you talking about? I'm trying to make an order, stupid.
Huh?
I'm making an order, stupid.
Are you at the game with your wife?
No.
Are you with your girlfriend?
Yes.
Does your wife know?
Who is this?
This is your wife's boyfriend. I'm trying to figure out.
Very nice, very nice.
So I wanted to get together to meet up at the game, because I'm with your wife now, and we just left Arby's. We had the special.
He hung up. He didn't like that.
That guy was confused as fuck. No, I'm at the baseball game.
What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm at the baseball game.
Carlito, your mic kind of fiddled out there at the beginning of the call.
Yeah, that's why I jumped in, because I couldn't hear Carlito anymore.
Yeah, you're hearing a little bit.
Oh, I unplugged it.
Yeah.
Oops.
Fading out a little bit. Fading out. There it goes. Oh.
I don't think there's going to be an answer here. So we'll look at garam masala. Indian.
Please leave me a message. Thank you.
Aww. Oh. Very cute. Very, very cute.
We're Rangers. Let's go.
What the fuck?
I don't know. What do the youngins watch these days?
It's like Power Rangers, like Samurai. It's like the 16th fucking installment of that shit.
Yeah, there's a new Power Rangers because my nephew, he's 5, and he keeps saying he wants to cut my ear off with a Power Rangers sword. Yes, I'd like to make an order, please, for a sword.
And delivery and pickup.
For pickup.
Yeah, sure.
Now, if it's delivery, is it a boy that comes or a girl?
For delivery, and so it's a two-day delivery off.
What?
Two-day delivery off.
You don't do delivery now?
No, I'm delivery.
So, what did you ask?
It's only pickup.
Okay, so pickup only then. All right, fine.
Okay.
I have to make an order, please, for one tandoori.
Lamb curry?
Uh-huh.
Okay, lamb curry.
Two
spicy?
Yeah, spicy. Two papadoms.
Okay, two papadum.
Uh-huh.
And?
Three sisters.
I'm sorry?
Three sisters.
Sister?
Sister, yes, uh-huh.
I'm sorry, sister, I don't understand sister.
Do you have sister?
No.
Do you have mother?
Yeah, father.
Well, no, not my father, your mother.
Me, father?
Yes, your mother. Can you have her ready for me, your mother, for me? I want to look at your mother. Look at her face and her hair and kiss her. While I eat the food. Bun? Huh? Yes.
And this lamb curry and papadam and this head on.
Okay. And one bun shoot. How about that? Can we do that?
That's it?
One bun shoot? Do you know that word?
No. Just two lamb curry.
Listen, what about your mother? Get angry. Come on.
How about we trade sisters?
Sisters?
Yes.
Trade.
Make trade.
History?
Yes.
What history?
Trade one sister for one Buick.
And... one sister, I'm sorry, I don't understand.
No, you give me one sister, I give you one American car.
Oh, three sisters and one American car?
You got it.
So, what you mean, and these three sisters and one American car?
Well, I come to your house in a brand new Buick, and then I park it in front of your house, and then you bring your sister to the sidewalk, and then I give you the keys, and you give me your sister.
Oh, and this food, And this food, just one second, hold. Just one second.
What's there to figure out?
This guy's a fucking champ. He just wants to get this order in.
He's always closing. Always be closing. A, always B, B, C, closing.
This is not a bad deal here. I mean,
no, I'm telling you. I do this. I don't have a sister, though.
Offering American engineering and ingenuity here.
In the throw him for a loop. Tell him if he doesn't have a sister, you'll take a brother.
Somebody's your brother.
I'm not gay like that, though.
Well, he doesn't know that.
You trade the brother for a sister, then. Later, somewhere else.
Or maybe I like to watch.
Oh. Milkman, if you're listening, I'm sorry, Milkman. Please, don't be mad.
Yes, thank you for your holding.
Okay. Did you figure it out, what my friend is offering you?
And just one thing. And this food and pickup, they said.
Uh-huh.
And this, just and two papadam, one lamb curry, whole spicy.
Yeah, and then... And then a sister in an American car.
No American car.
What about sister?
Okay, sister.
Yes, what about mother and father?
Oh, cat sister doesn't... Just one. Cat sister... This, I don't know this, but my boss not here, restaurant, and you only 10-5 minutes to calling. This my boss coming, and this me asking by more. Boss told me, and this cat sister card is... But I don't know.
Your boss has a sister then that we can have?
Okay, you come here, this is my restaurant and food pickup, and this stop right on the face.
And stop right in the face?
I'm sorry, I am no understand.
Alright, bye. Bye. I'm hanging up on it. I can't stand it.
Why did you just start rambling some like incoherent shit? And you come in, and then 5 minutes, and then I run around and juke you off.
He's like, what he say? You come 5 minutes, the boss come here 5 minutes, and sister come here, and sister coming, and you make a face.
Two papa dums.
And spicy lamb curry, very spicy. And
he was still trying to close that deal on the food order, too. Oh, no problem, you come here.
Oh, shit. All right. We'll call Mayari instead. Hang on, Dirty Aaron wants to be on. I feel really bad about Milkman now. You know, and what I feel bad is that he thought we were having a private conversation. I kept it on air because I thought it was going to be funny. And it was. We all enjoyed it, but he's just in a bad mood, I guess. Something set him off.
If you ever call me on Thursday night, I just assume I'll be on the air.
Yeah, there you go. Well, yeah, right? I don't know.
Yo, dogs.
Hey, Dirty Aaron. We got a message for Milkman. He's listening. You want him to come back? You want to tell him?
I love the Milkman. I love his commentary. I mentioned him in my iTunes review that I left this week for the podcast.
Oh, good. Mm. I didn't even watch those anymore. Well, good.
There's only fucking 8 of them, you bastards. Get on there.
I know, right?
No one tells me nothing. Hang on.
We'll go on iTunes.
We'll take care of it. We'll see.
Double negatives there, Tuck. If nobody tells you nothing, that means someone's telling you something.
I know, right?
Well, you know, the logic behind that is... you're telling me, but what you're telling me is nothing.
The logic,
dun, dun, dun.
The logic from the pot-headed guy that draws comic books in his basement in a plantation.
Lives with his mom.
And lives with his mom.
Mom!
Great logic, Tuck.
Come back, Milkman.
If you want to question it, there you are, then. There's your answers.
HiBuddies.com.
Wherever you are, that's where you is.
Wherever you are,
you are here. But this is not here.
You calling Everett?
Turn your radio
shit
down.
Please leave me a message.
Message.
I was trying to call the guy back at the baseball game. Gateway to India. Is that a chain? Everywhere I go, there's a Gateway to India. Aren't they everywhere? There's a lot of gateways to India, man. There's a lot of inputs in that country, dude. I'm telling you what.
La 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 la.
You're fragmenting, Carlito.
Did you say
you're pregnant?
I don't know. Well, I told one of the Indian workers that I work with, something was going on, and I told him he was up shit creek without a paddle, and he got confused. He's like, I'm up a creek of shit. And we started laughing, and we laughed, and we laughed. It was funny. He was confused. And then he was like, oh, I get it. Ah, ha, ha, it's funny. They thought it was hilarious when I said that's what she said once. They thought it was the funniest thing ever. I mentioned this recently.
Hey, but India, Carver Daniel speaking.
Oh, are you American?
I am. How are you?
This is like the McDonald's of Indian food.
I'm sorry?
You like the McDonald's of Indian food.
Cool. Any other assumption?
No, fuck you, so I don't want to mess with him.
He just called back to tell him to go fuck himself.
Call back and order a Big Mac.
He sounded like a Bonchu for sure.
Now I know. I'm never going to call. I'm sorry, Lonesome, but Passage to India, I know I've seen their places in a few, different
cities.
It's
like Panda Express.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, but they're really shitty looking, though. Like, I've never been inside one, but I've seen them. They all look kind of dingy. It's kind of scary.
Fucking guy, you want to make any other assumptions? Yeah, you're a fucking asshole.
Do they look kind of Bollywood-y?
No, they look kind of blue. I don't know.
Not even that.
They look kind of Slumdog Millionaire-y. Mm. Yeah. They look like they have a hole in the floor for shitting.
That's a franchise?
Yeah.
That's what Americans want. A hole to shit to. True Indian.
True Indian experience. No toilet paper. Because you have to use your hand. Your left hand. I'd be screwed in India because my left arm still doesn't move right since the surgery. Since they had that fucking pick line in me. I'm still working on it. And yeah, I can't reach all the way behind my back too much. Hi, are you Indian food?
Hello?
Are you Indian food?
Yeah, we have Indian food.
And you're Indian?
I'm sorry?
Are you Indian also?
No.
Oh, what are you?
Nepal.
Oh, well, that's beautiful. Thank you. I'd like to make an order, please.
Okay. Yeah, what do you like?
Well, now, do you have that bird? You know, the bird that has the feathers that you kill and you put in the water and get the feathers
out? We're calling the wrong place. We don't have any birds over here.
You don't have chicken?
Hmm?
You don't have chicken?
Yeah, what kind of chicken do you want it?
Tandoori chicken.
Which one?
Tandoori.
Yeah.
Okay, so the tandoori chicken, when you eat it and you you chew it up and you swallow it, the saliva breaks down the food a little bit, and the chewing. You know what I'm talking about? Come on, guys, you know what I'm talking about, right? You know that whole process.
Oh, yes, Dennis.
Mastication.
Yes. I was going to describe the whole thing. I want to see how far I can get all the way down to the shitting part.
It's an end-to-end scenario.
Let's see.
Carlito, your sound is going in and out. You kind of fragmenting a little bit in his calls. And I think people are hearing you.
Oh, man.
Because we're hearing you kind of...
Why? Because what Milkman said. Because, we got...
He ruined the show with his bad attitude.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It wasn't me, my bad attitude.
That was you that...
Come on.
You did. I
haven't been around for a few weeks.
Fuck you, Mike Tucker.
I know, exactly.
Son of a bitch.
Anyway, it's midnight. We're supposed to be smoking pot right now, Mike Tucker. It's 4:20.
Exactly. Yeah, it's 4:20 somewhere. Right?
Well, hang on, before we do this call real quick. I mean, you do the high buddies. You want to talk? You don't smoke weed, though, do you?
No, not really, no.
I don't think you do. You just draw about it, right? You
I fell into it because people asked me, this is why, you know, could you strip for me with this theme? And like, sure, you know, because I'm a cartoonist, I'm an artist, you know, I have a creative brain, and I used to smoke heavy back in my 20s, so, you know,
you strip
I can
for them?
Tap into that sort of experience, and then there you go, and you put in, you know, today's situations with, you know, legalization back a couple years ago, and look at marijuana in California and everything, and touch it, in on the current times, and there, you know.
Yeah.
A real stoner couldn't really do this because you have to. It's
focus.
A very intricate sort of focus, intricate focus to do it. They could. I mean, back in the day they did, back in the underground comics and stuff, but, I mean, you know. Why isn't there more now doing it?
For a second,
why isn't all these high grade marijuana doing this stuff? They're not.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Indiana food.
This Indian restaurant.
Yeah, so I had to make an order for Indian food.
Okay, what do you like?
Can you eat there, or do you have to order only and take the food?
Two now, two.
What?
You take a.
You take the food
out
away?
Right now.
You take out?
Food.
All right, so I take out the food and I eat it here at my house?
Yeah. But
okay, and now.
You eat in your house now, we have 9 o'clock.
And then when
okay,
I.
What you like?
When I'm done eating, then I stay in the house and I use. When I use the bathroom, I use my house bathroom, right? Come on.
She was on to you immediately.
All right, let's see if a man. Sometimes the man answers the second time.
She wasn't playing no. Games.
We don't play games.
We don't play games.
Yeah, it's just, we don't play games, Lucia.
That has to be the title.
Come on, tell them guys.
Tell her you don't play games.
Okay, okay.
You're from highbuddies.com and you don't play
games.
Oh,
I'm not going to give away no website.
Oh, no, not that.
Some asshole actually gave my name out on a prank call once saying do not shit.
We gave your name out.
We don't play games. Some asshole playing games could give out real names.
We're giving out games.
She ain't picking out now. She don't play no games.
That's the object of the next calls is to get someone so upset that you could tell them that you don't play games.
You don't play games. That has to be that is the title of the show. I'm sorry, Milkman, but that's gonna
it
be
is.
The title.
Yep.
I'll cut it out. I won't cut the private. I'll cut the private conversation out, but we're still going to keep. I don't play games.
Oh, man.
No, man, don't play games.
Wasn't Carlito the asshole that gave your name out over the air there, Mike Tucker?
Yep. Some asshole did. Some asshole it was.
Yes, hi.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah?
I wanted to tell you something.
Hello?
I don't play games. I'm not calling to play games. And, you know, I'm tired of the games that you're playing with me, and I just wanted to put it front and center there that I'm done with playing games. So, what do you have to say about that?
Hello?
This motherfucker's playing games!
Are you playing games with me? Hello?
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 What the fuck? Did they let you out of your cage again? Listen. I don't want to play games here. I have no intention of playing any kind of games. Because that's not what we do. We don't engage in the act of having fun on the phone or in person. We're really against that. It's abhorrent behavior. And I want you to understand that this is a very serious call.
Mm-hmm.
The severity of the call would be like 10 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
No chest.
This isn't Monopoly, motherfucker. We're not playing games.
Right.
We're not
no
even,
chess,
no
checkers,
checkers,
no Chinese checkers.
No backgammon.
Right.
No dominoes.
Correct.
No Monopoly.
That's correct.
We're not playing Tickle Your Sister's Pussy or anything like that.
Whoa, hey. This is serious.
None of us.
We're not playing any fucking games.
We're not playing any games.
I don't think he's playing games.
You cut
that out.
I'm
pretty
sure
that they put the phone down.
Wait a minute, guys, hang on. Sir, are you there still? Are you playing games?
I think he's playing games.
Hey.
Hey. Yes, sir.
You want to talk to my friend?
Yeah.
You're my friend, right?
All
right.
Sweet. No friendships. This is serious.
All right, quiet. Talk to Mike. Oh, they hung up. You got to talk to his friend.
Oh. Here, talk to my friend, Click.
His friend's name is Click.
Playing games.
I was telling him he was playing games. Call him back.
That was bullshit.
Ryan, reconnect the call, please.
Reconnect.
This is out of area. Hello?
Yeah, we weren't playing games when we talked before. Why did you hang up?
Because we're busy. There's a restaurant.
Oh, can we make an order then?
Yeah.
Make an order. One chicken tikka masala?
We don't sell that.
Oh, what do you have?
We sell teriyaki and sushi.
Oh, this is Japanese food?
Yeah.
Oh, do you have a sashimi dinner dish?
Yeah.
Oh, could I get one of those? How many pieces does it come with?
If you'd like to hold on, I can pass it to somebody and they'll help you.
Oh. What do you do?
Alright. I guess they're going
to
order something.
I guess they want to order something. Not really. He's having a fun time at work. He should be... He's serious-minded and making money. Exactly.
He's just the hostess.
Hello?
He doesn't even know how many pieces it comes with.
You don't even know how many pieces come in the sashimi dinner.
He's a hostess. Twinkie is what he is.
We're not playing games here.
They're never going to let you lock up the place until you learn the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it? Hey.
Hey,
it's Roger, man. Wow. What's going on?
What's going on? Happy 420, man. Hey.
Really?
Yeah.
I got nothing better to do.
It's Hitler's birthday. Yay.
He's gone.
Is that what today is? I was wondering
if
it's 20 shit
is. Yeah, Hitler's birthday.
You didn't know 420 was Hitler's birthday, Ted?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
I don't
celebrate his birthday.
I do. I celebrate by getting high.
They did back in the day, they did.
Yeah.
Back in
there was an old documentary on the clans, the skinheads and stuff on HBO in the 90s. And remember, they had a scene where they had a birthday cake for Hitler, and they were all singing like "Happy Birthday, Hitler!"
Hitler.
Yeah, I remember that. It's just retarded.
You build bridges really good.
Yeah, it was the guy's name. It was a skinhead leader named Bill Riccio. Remember? I just remember that. Yeah, and he got raided on weapons charges. And they followed the whole thing where he got raided and shit. Bill Riccio, look him up. And that sounds like an Italian name.
Call the UK and tell people to flush the toilet with dust.
With dust? Oh, because there's a drought, right?
Yeah, this is news to me. He's saying, what's funny about a drought, though?
Yeah. There you go. All right,
people
so,
are thirsty. That's fucking hilarious.
Goddamn UK humor.
All right, let's do a few UK calls, and then we'll do some requested pranks. We got about 50 minutes left to show here. We're still waiting. Hopefully, the milkman calls back in.
I say we do one UK call just to satisfy Nunu, and then just do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah,
I thought you were doing UK calls when I walked in.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. When you walked in and got us in trouble.
Got
with
pissed, Gitch. Milkman pissed off.
Yeah, Maven's in the chat room. Maven, if you're out there, I know you talked to Milkman privately. Will you please call him and tell him don't be mad, please?
She put it in the chat
Maven
here a minute ago.
Calm down
was,
or something.
Yes, correct.
What? She put what in the chat? What?
Milkman's chilled out now. It said it in the chat a bit ago.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. All right. I'm sorry, Milkman. I hope Milkman's listening. And Milkman, send me a message and tell me if you're feeling better. Give me a message and I'll call you back. And we'll say we're sorry. Tuck, you won't talk over him, right?
No.
Maven's posting in the chat about it right now.
All
right,
good. He's a bit
Milkman
stressed.
Update. He's a bit stressed out.
He's stressed out. He hasn't had sex in a while. Okay, that's cool. That's all good. All right, listen, let's continue. Oh, yeah, we got this Bolton pub. There's a pub in Bolton, I guess, where they got the name changed, right? It says the, what is it, the Lying Slut?
Just came out, he just came out at the wrong time. When is the right time for that?
It's never the right time to play games, Tuck, and you were playing games, okay?
I guess so.
Any other time, maybe Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but just not right. On Thursday.
Yeah,
you Mario playing motherfucker.
You've been playing games. You've been playing Nintendo, motherfucker.
You Pac-Man bitch.
God damn it.
This ain't Space Invaders, motherfucker.
You Sonic the Hedgehog, motherfucker.
Space Invaders.
Space Invaders.
You just lost half the fucking listening audience with that one.
This ain't no asteroids from...
This ain't no Tron.
Love me some Tron.
All right, I'm trying that Bolton Pub Nunu. It doesn't. Let me see if it goes through this time. Invalid phone number. Nunu, check your spaces there and find out if that is a correct number for the Bolton Pub, Michael Bolton Pub, because it is not working for me. In the meantime, we've got a ton of numbers to the UK, including one that looks promising. One of those, you know, when they answer and they say the last four digits of the number, those always seem to go well.
God, those are my favorite.
Yeah, we got a very old woman answered saying the last numbers of her phone. So that's always good. This is for John. This is John Batchelor's number. Here we go. I say we call and just say we're not playing games and see where we go with that, all right?
And then object.
But let's stick one at a time with these. All right,
call it,
and then you know if someone's not going anywhere with it, then jump in. But Tuck, you're a habitual game player. All right, so
fuck you, Mike Tucker.
What the fuck you want, Mike Tucker?
Oh my gosh.
You know, Milkman, if you're listening, we don't like Mike Tucker anyway, really. So he's a sponsor of the show because of his website. So. His high buddies. HiBuddies.com, sponsor the hour, midnight hour of the show.
722927.
Yes, hello, is this Mrs. Batchelor?
722927.
Yes, is this 722927?
Who is calling?
My name is Cross, and I'm not playing games.
Who is calling?
My name is Cross, I'm calling for John.
Fucking old bag.
He sounds old as balls.
7219 7229.
She doesn't sound British, does she?
No, she doesn't
lotto.
Sound
well.
If she has to say the number,
I win with the lotto.
722927.
Yeah, 722927. This is 1273-722-9727. Hello.
She ain't playing no fucking game.
She's not playing no fucking game.
No. They don't
love that she answered the phone with her number again. That was just the best.
Who the fuck answers the phone like that?
England don't play no games.
Very old English people.
That's right.
Apparently at her old fucking age she can repeat it to
herself. It's just like making her repeat it. You think she'll keep repeating it?
Ask people what it is every 3 minutes.
722927.
Yes, hello. 722927. Do I have the right numbers?
Who is calling?
This is Cross. I'm calling for John Batchelor. Is he there?
Pardon?
Is Mr. John Batchelor there?
Do I know you?
Yeah, no, you do not. I know John. I am an old friend of John's.
I'm sorry, but I don't know who you are.
Is this Mrs. Batchelor?
Hey.
No? Oh, what are you doing then? Are you... I just like making her say the number.
She's like the first one to not ask you, you know what time it is?
722797.
There's a lot of heavy editing for Carlito this week.
722927.
Yes. 541588.
This is no time for playing games, ma'am. Please go back to sleep.
Please don't be
sorry. Wrong number.
Who's calling?
This is Cross. Is John Batchelor there?
Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
I'm sorry. I'm not very well.
Oh, no?
Are we sure this isn't like a fucking machine just repeating itself and we're playing along with it?
It's a robot. Yeah, it
never fucking fails. Like, you sit there just waiting for one of these times she's just gonna say hello instead of repeat the fucking number, but raise on cue like a machine.
I know.
Does she get the numbers every time?
Yes, every time she keeps giving them.
722927.
She got it! Awesome. Yes.
Bingo. Very good. You got your numbers right. Thank you.
Who is calling?
This is Cross. Is John Batchelor there?
Do I know you?
Yes.
Who is he?
My name is Cross. Mr. Cross.
Pardon?
My name is Mr. Cross.
I'm sorry.
I
don't know what you're talking about.
No, you're asking my question, my name, and I give you my name.
Pardon?
You asked my name, and I gave you my name.
This is a soundboard. It's got to be.
Well, what do you want?
I'd like to talk to John Batchelor. Is he there?
What is it you want?
It's important about his job, the work.
We want to have sex with him.
Is he there?
No.
No? Are you okay? Are you in the toilet?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, what's wrong?
call her back, and then when she repeats her telephone number, play that fucking dramatic sound. Dun, dun, dun. See what the fuck
I don't know. I think it's pushing it. It sounds like she just her heart just just raised above 100 for the first time in 20 years.
I think Carlito nailed it. I think she's on the fucking shitter right now.
I think she's just
she just say no. Man.
She's just fixing the phone to his numbers.
Yeah.
722927.
722927.
Yes, this is 722927272.
Pardon?
This is 722927272.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your numbers 722927272.
Yeah. 8675309.
Yes.
Huh? I'm not very well, Amanda.
Are you okay?
You better get on to my daughter.
What's your phone number?
Pardon?
What's your phone number?
Her phone number?
Yeah, your telephone number.
Wait a minute.
She doesn't
what?
Know it.
You just said it. What is your number?
She doesn't know it.
She doesn't know her numbers.
You better call 9994.
Hi, this is your neighbor. I'm at 722928.
Hello.
Is she actually looking your number up? She is.
Dude, she's got to be a recording. Why can't she say her fucking number?
She's not a recording guy. She's live.
She's a poor woman.
She says she's going to get her daughter. Hello, ma'am? Oh.
Spoken her daughter, good. Good.
You think she can manage connecting her daughter? All right, I hung up. I think she left it off the hook, didn't she? Damn. Let's try it.
7229.
It's busy now. Shit. All right, we're
like fucking clockwork.
Are
like
you going to enjoy editing?
Fucking Terminator repeating that goddamn number, man. Yeah.
Carlito, are you going to enjoy editing this week's podcast?
Yeah, I'll keep 722927. That's not the whole number. I can keep that on.
Is that a con?
Okay.
That could almost fucking battle I'm not playing games for the fucking title of the show.
I don't know. That's not what are we going to do? I'm not playing games 722927. That's the title of the show.
No, I think 722927 is the name of the show.
Maybe. so that way we don't offend Milkman. Yeah, I guess. But, yeah, oh, well, okay, let's continue. this is the wackiest show we've had in a while.
Thanks to me!
Thanks a lot. We got John Bruins instead. He's in England. Let's talk about games. That's awesome. 7229.
Games and the people who don't
the
play them.
For that lady?
Every time. She does it's like
the fucking clock where she's, like I said, she's a goddamn Terminator repeating that shit.
Nunu's like, Milkman will be offended that you pranked his wife.
No, that sounds
see,
weird. Just doing
you guys just had all the offensive shit, and I'm doing shit.
Oh, God.
No, it's going to me.
Ellen, I'm going to answer my phone with my phone number.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this 722927?
Sorry?
722927.
What about it?
541588. Is that who I have?
I don't know who you have. You've got a domestic phone here. I don't know who you're ringing.
A domestic prone? Okay, I'm calling John Bruins. Is that idiot there?
That's
right
me.
Now? Okay. So, listen, we're not playing games with you anymore, okay? You understand?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You're over there playing games with the phone and answering the phone and playing games, and we're calling, and the phone's not a toy. It's a serious machine. Right.
God damn it, John. We're not playing fucking games over here.
He's like, I think I'll play a game instead. It's going to turn on the PlayStation.
Call him back. Like, you want to play some phone tag, motherfucker? Is that the game you want
to
play?
I got an offer to buy a Sega for $50 with 4 games, including Virtua Fighter 2, a Sega Saturn. I might do it.
Is that with the, 32-bit on it?
That was a 32-bit system, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. I used to have the Sega with the fucking 32-bit adapter, which was a complete piece of shit.
Oh, the 32X, yeah. That was the Genesis that they put the 32-bit. It wasn't 32-bit, it was a piece of shit. Well, the thing...
The metal connectors never fit inside correctly,
yeah.
And you can never get the damn thing to work half the time.
Yeah, well, my friend had it, like, he had the Sega CD connected to the Genesis plus the 32X. It's like, dude, how much else are you going to tack on to this fucking Genesis thing? You know, it's like, let it go. And they got the Saturn, and their big mistake with Saturn was that they made it with 2 CPUs, 2 processors in it, and it was like, impossible to program for, supposedly, so...
Yeah. I thought it was, like, fucking crazy.
Sega.
I think it was when Super NES came out and they fucking brought Mortal Kombat out. And I was like, oh, they'll never fucking surpass this and shit. And,
well, when Donkey Kong Country came out and, like, it was better looking than any PlayStation game that was out already. It's pretty amazing.
Fucking Donkey Kong Country was badass.
Yeah, the first
one. I lost a lot of sleep for that fucking.
Yeah, I did with that one and the second one more than the first one, to be honest with you. I played that one like 12 hours straight.
Hello?
Hello, is this John?
Yes.
John, listen, we're not playing games. We're here for a serious conversation. Okay? Now, we're looking here at the computer, and it's giving us a report. You've been using way too much water. How many times do you flush the toilet in the evenings? He left, didn't he?
Oh, that cocksucker.
Call him back.
Mm.
It's hard to make jokes about a drought.
No, you can.
Hello?
Yes, listen, the computer here says you've been flushing the toilet too much and
wasting
water.
This is the middle of the bloody night and I'm in bed.
Well, the computer here is printing out right now. You flushed the toilet 5 times this evening.
Yeah, we have the state-of-the-art Commodore 64.
Yeah. Well?
Call him back and ask him if his pee is yellow because he can't get enough water.
Hello? Hello?
I command you to answer.
This isn't the time to play games, John, you son of a bitch.
This isn't time to play games. We're in the middle of a drought. All right, no answer there anymore. Okay. Yeah, let's move on here.
don't be a plunker.
Yeah, I was just reading that. That's fantastic.
It's ringing. All right. 722927 isn't answering. Damn. We got John Clark here. I don't think that's the last John we called. Might be.
Pony.
To voicemail. The person you have called is on the phone. Please leave a message after the tone.
Apparently it was, because they left the phone off the hook after the last call.
Fucker.
More Johns, though. John Constable here.
Mr. Constable.
Someone take this one.
I got it.
All right, good. He's got it.
John Constable.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called is unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone.
722927. Okay. There we go. Moving right along. Hey, who else we got here? Who is next? John Drummond. You still got this one there, Mr. Aaron?
Yeah. Mr. Drummond?
John Drummond.
Like, yeah. John from Silver Drummond. Spoons. Like.
Yeah.
Mr. Drummond.
Did you do the dishes on time tonight, Aaron?
Which took yeah, no, weeks. They're not done. We had a an event tonight with the kids.
Uh-oh. Okay. You know, just do paper plates. That's what I do.
Get there. Hello. Oh. Hello, John.
Oh, dear.
No, John.
What the fuck was he doing with that phone?
He was shoving up his ass.
It's no your business.
It's not like he dropped it, maybe. Try me.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, John?
Who is it?
Yes, good morning. This is Brent calling from the UK Drought Machine. We want to make sure that you're not flushing your toilet too many times this evening.
You're what?
We're calling from the UK Drought Administration. There's a drought. We want to make sure that you have your toilet permit. You've been flooding. We have it on the
computers. Do you know what time it is?
Yes, I know.
Do you know what time it is?
No, tell me.
It's just about 5:30 in the morning.
We have it on the. We have it on our.
This is perfect fucking timing right there.
Oh, man.
All right.
That's when you're supposed to hang up on us. Good job.
Hello, John? John?
What do you want?
Plus, I'm the supervisor for the drought machine, and I understand you just got a call from my associate, Mr. Brent Westwood.
You must have the wrong number. I know nothing about that.
No. You just got a phone call from my associate here. I am his supervisor. Did he wake you up? Hello? Hello, stupid! Oh, God. Which one was
see,
that?
See, we took another... We stretched a little bit. It was good to last, and we had to go and recall him again. It's not time playing games, sir.
Yeah, we had to start playing games. I know. All right.
Yeah.
We're going to check in with the milkman, see if he answers.
No. It's slow. Let him take it easy.
Same one?
Yeah, no, different one. You can do it, too, if you want, John. They're all Johns.
John?
Yep.
Hello?
Yes, good morning, John.
Yes, who's that?
Yes, good morning. This is Brent Westwood calling from the UK Drought Machine Administration. We're calling to talk to you about the drought that is currently going on. How many times have you flushed the toilet?
Yep, lost the target. I don't know.
See? Serious-minded over there.
That's right. Here we go. Bring him again.
The UK is very serious tonight. No games.
Bring him again. Bring him down the pipe.
Another John.
Hello?
Hello, John.
Yeah?
Listen, we're not playing games. This is the UK Drought Administration. Are you listening?
Bloody.
I wanted to hear him call me a wanker. I missed it.
Ask him if you think he, if you're fucking around with him.
Hello?
Yes, this is...
Do you think that I'm fucking around? This is the Drought Administration. This is serious
business.
Do you
know what time of the morning it is?
How many times have you flushed your toilet?
Why don't you piss off?
No.
That's what we're talking about.
Angry fuck.
All right, let me take it here. Nope. All right. John Goodwin? Godwin. Whatever happened to John Candy, huh? I haven't heard about him in a while.
Died.
No,
he died. He's dead.
He died like 20 years ago.
He's been dead,
like,
yeah.
9. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like 15.
Something like that, yeah.
I think he died back in 95 or so.
Yeah. Hello. Not even that.
Is this
Hello,
John?
Mr. Godwin.
Yeah.
Yes, good morning. This is Brent Westwood calling. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yes, good morning, sir. We're calling from the UK Drought Administration machine. How many times have you... Listen, we're not messing around. We're not playing games.
What are you doing? Goodbye.
No, don't hang up. I don't give you permission. Hello?
No, he didn't take your permission seriously. He's playing games.
He hangs up again. You're going to fucking take his house.
Hello?
Hello, listen. Don't hang up again. I do not give you permission. This is the UK Drought Administration. I can shut off your water.
No, he's gone. He ain't having it. He ain't having it, sir.
Keeping it real.
Yeah, we've got a whole bunch of requested pranks here. Let's see what we got. Corrupt sent in a number. Yet another found another Facebook number. These are the old ones from before. We got a number of requests here from Who I'm Gay and Want UK Ted's Cock.
All right.
BBC Radio.
Wow.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, hey. Ho. We're playing games.
Hey, man.
Cut that stuff out.
Yeah. I was right also. John Candy died in 94.
Good, man. You know his last movie? Wagons, what was it?
That's later than I thought he was dead.
The Metropolitan Police, Central Control Room. We answer all police stations.
Oh, not cool, dude.
It's not playing games.
What would someone send the BBC radio number and it's the Metropolitan Police? That's retarded.
Assholes.
Fucking assholes.
Stupid. Well, I've got your IP address and now you're banned from Request a Prank. I hope you enjoy. Now, you've been banned from Request a Prank. All your Request a Pranks will be ignored from now on. Enjoy your time in ban. That's very, very good. I saw recently, not too recently, but Zolar did a show, and someone sent them a number. It was to a cop, and he got real upset, and he got the person banned from battle camp for, like, a long time. Like, whatever it was, he was like, you're banned.
No wonder.
Yeah.
It was some battle camp.
Yeah. Oh, dude, Tug, that reminds me, Tug, did you hear it on KDK's show last week? I don't know if you probably didn't listen to KDK's show, but you know, the Dead, do you talk to the Dead anymore?
Mm-hmm. What's wrong?
The Dead was in the news, like, he won a judgment, and he can sue the local police. Remember he got arrested last year around
this
time?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, when he got arrested, they threw him to the ground. Uh-huh. And he hurt his hand, and then they Baker acted him, like they forced him into a psychiatric hospital against his will, and they made him take a bunch of anxiety meds that interacted with the meds he was already on. They really screwed him up, and then his hand got infected and all this shit. And he, I guess he got a lawyer, and they got a court judgment that says they can sue the police officer that arrested him. The guy that sent the cops over to his house, and you know, as a joke, as a prank, and he can sue the local city also that he lives in.
And he told KDK this on the air, so we can talk about it freely. Yeah, he was telling me that he was, you know, and talking to lawyers and
yep.
lawsuit and stuff, but he didn't go into why.
Yeah, because remember, we talked to him here when after it happened. Like, he said, I can't really talk about it.
Yeah, but I mean, I've talked to him privately, too.
Yeah, and he didn't mention it? Yeah.
Even I didn't know.
Yeah, well, there was the Nunu found that it's in, like, it was in some website, like a news article, actually.
He's out now.
Yeah, he's out there now. He's got his information and all that. So, yeah. Good for the dead, man. I'm happy. I hope you got him. Hope you get him good.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, he's not listening anymore. But anyway, Ann Howard is in the UK. Let's give her a call. Almost time to wrap things up. It's 12:38. Well, 12:42 in the afternoon. Or the afternoon, in the morning, and night. 4:20, mm-hmm. April 20th. Smoke them if you got them. Mm-hmm. Smoke them on my behalf, because I don't. I do not.
Hello.
Hello, is this Anne?
Sorry?
Anne Howard.
Yeah.
Yes, hi. I'm calling from the United Kingdom Drought Emergency Administration. We're calling because we have you as a repeat offender for using too much water in this national emergency of the drought.
Do you know what time it is?
My computer is in United States East Coast time, so I couldn't tell you.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, listen, the computer just does these calls, and I handle them, okay? So what's going on?
Well, it's absolute rubbish. All right, can you leave me alone? It's the third time you phoned this morning.
Well, you're getting ready to use the shower here soon, because you're waking up, and using the toilet and brushing your teeth, correct?
No, I don't wash. Bye.
You don't wash. She doesn't.
Oh, so she just met up being a smelly bitch who doesn't wash. She's just fantastic.
She sits there in her stink.
Call her back, tell her she's got a stinky twat.
She needs to wash.
Leave me alone.
It's not safe not to wash. You get a stinky twat down there. Smelly.
Just leave me alone. Is this sort of practical joke or something? Well, do you really think this is funny? I'm old and I'm disabled. You've just got me out of bed four times now.
It's even more reason for you to take a shower and to bathe your body.
Is this some sort of joke? Why don't you just leave me alone? What joy is this bringing you?
Well, no, there's rules, okay, that you need to follow.
No, it's nothing to do with rules. Let me see. This is a practical joke.
No, it's not.
What is giving you pleasure doing this to me?
I need to tell you that when you brush your teeth, you need to turn the water
off.
No,
you're answering my question. Hmm? What kind of pleasure is this giving you?
None.
Persecuting a disabled person.
Well, no,
tell me.
What
are you enjoying about it?
Listen, you shut up. This is my job. My pleasure comes. My paycheck is my pleasure, okay? My paycheck for doing my job that I'm doing right now is my pleasure. I buy marijuana and drugs with it, and I smoke them.
Yeah, you wacky guy.
I think she was kind of digging you at the end there.
Yeah, she liked the marijuana.
She wanted to party.
She's down. Oh, I think she answered there right when I hung up. Balls.
Dark Stranger's a little disturbing. He said that's what perfume's for. Sick bastard.
Ew. You just spray that? Ew.
Spray it on there?
Oh, gross. That's gross. That's why Dark Stranger just smokes cigarettes. It smells like cigarettes all the time. Oh, boy.
Perfume does not disguise the taste there, pal.
It doesn't help with dirty cunt smell, Dark Stranger. You know? Do something about that. I think I'm out of numbers. I think I'm going to call it a night. I think we've done enough here for the night. We've done enough damage. You know?
I think we burnt this motherfucker to the ground.
I do a couple more, but I just don't have any numbers. I'm out. The request of pranks are all polluted with that gentleman who wanted to send the police. And that's not funny. That's not funny at all.
Dirty cocksucker.
Yeah, seriously, that's not funny at all. See, look, there's another one. He sent in a druid cunt nursing home, but I'm not going to call because you sent a number for the police. I'm not going to do that.
Yep. Find out who he is, I'm going to cut his fucking throat with a butter knife.
Well, I've got the...
Hey. Nope, we're not playing games.
We're not playing games like that.
That's a threat. No.
That's a threat.
Hey.
Yeah. Practical jokes.
I'm making a note that said that Ken made threats.
Can't make.
I didn't make threats against the caller. I made threats against some asshole in the chat room. Oh,
okay. That's threats.
It might not be in the chat. Yeah, we don't know if it's in the chat.
Hey, I don't play fucking games. I'm gonna carry it out. Nothing you can do.
He's got a point. We can't control Ken. If something is happens because you guys got Ken upset, then that's your problem. Not ours.
It's like that time RCVP or whatever was on. I fucking flipped out and all that shit.
RCVP.
What?
Whatever. Ken got upset because he thought
they hijacked the
show, quote unquote, and Ken got
really upset. That was last year.
That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Now Ken and RBCP are best of friends. RCDP. RCDP.
Yeah, that's he plays games.
R2DC.
R2D2.
He plays too many games.
Yeah.
We can't have that.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called is unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello, games.
You gotta call that lady back to repeat the numbers back to you again real quick.
I did two calls ago. It just rings.
Leave alone.
Yeah, two calls ago I did. It just rings. Her daughter said...
That's
said
the number you gotta keep in your back pocket.
Yeah, save that. 72.
Yeah, well, everyone... So, and
everyone... 7-7-2-9-2. Ted, did you leave? Are you drinking wine with your wife? Ted's gone, isn't he? Teddy! Hello? Oh, Barry. Big Barry.
Here to hijack a show, motherfucker.
It's Milkman, alright. Yeah. What's up, Laugh Track Matt? How you doing?
That RB, whatever. RB.
RBCT.
Yeah.
Hijack shows.
We don't know.
R2D2.
We can't.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
Cheers.
Cheers. How you doing? I haven't talked to you in a while.
I always feel like I feel like I'm intruding, but every now and again I call.
Well, you are just like me, but you're in good company.
Yeah. I love you, Tucker Mike. I want to live on the plantation and fucking feed the slave ghost
and corrupt the minds of the youth.
At least someone does
corrupt the youth with marijuana cartoons.
Apparently, the cotton and hate crimes.
Yeah.
Hello.
You're feeling well.
Hello. Yes, hello. Yes, this is Harold. Harold?
Who's that?
This is Cross. I'm here with Matthew. We're looking for
How dare you phone me at this time in the morning and wake me up?
Take
me off your list.
You bloody cunt.
Take me off your list.
I'm going to come live in your shed.
We just put you on the list.
You're on the list.
You are the fucking list.
You are on the list.
Hate crime list. You're number one.
Oh, that's awesome.
Punching cunt puncher.
Number
punching
one cunt
fucking
puncher.
Broad in the cunt.
This number does not have the voicemail service in it.
Oh, they suck.
Oh, wait. Press some buttons on that fucker. Oh, wait. You're on the air. Never mind.
What the hell?
Hey, we air private conversations here as well. No worry about
it. Sorry, yeah. Weird.
Keep in mind.
Weird. You know what I'm saying. That's things you shouldn't talk about.
Okay. I missed that. I don't know what you were talking about. I missed that part. But okay, we'll keep it. I'll listen on the podcast. I'll keep it
I'll
in.
Sit on your podcast.
Podcast.
Stupid. We ordered on the telephone. You're so stupid.
You're so stupid, Jasmine. You're so stupid, Jasmine. Why'd you order on the internet? They're going to charge us for every... Yes. Domino's is going to charge you for every person that they're delivering to. That makes perfect sense.
Fucking the bad area charge, but it'll get taken off your fucking thing right after
fucking
after
fee.
Yeah. The nuisance.
It's a goddamn, you ought to just call it the minority fee.
Yeah.
Wait. can you play that at the end?
Yeah,
I'll
hear that again.
Yeah, yeah, I'll get it.
Did you pay my credit card? Sorry, we only take cash, bitch.
Credit card fee and all that shit.
Or Snap card. Man, you guys always got ultimate overseas dialing.
That's right, man. We're the shit, yo.
You're fucking rocking and rolling.
We're the big box.
Yeah, we don't play
the big box. That's who we are.
We don't play games.
You're like the best buy of fucking prank call shit.
This ain't the phone show.
It's Carl Beck from earlier.
Yeah. It's sad to hear you guys are going out of business then.
I think this is the last show after this.
We're playing not.
Yeah. We're not playing any more games.
We're playing not.
Okay. So this is serious. No. I'm putting on my serious.
This might be the last
one. Hello, Frederick Dyson. Is he there?
Who is speaking?
This is Cross with the United Kingdom Water Monitoring Association. You're in violation of flushing the toilet and using too much water.
I'm sorry, you're not making any sense.
Your use of water. You use too much water. I'm not making any sense. Bullshit. She knows what I'm talking about. She probably does. She's like, oh my god, I told you.
She just ran and flushed the toilet right now.
She did.
That dirty cunt showers in that water.
God.
Dirty fucking rancid bitch.
Look at the shirt. I've had it since 88. That's how I rock and roll.
Let me see. What shirt?
You haven't taken it off.
Well, it's either that or the Harley shirt that you wear a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
What are you drinking over there, Matt?
Whatever's on sale.
Yeah, that's what I do. Milwaukee's Beast. Yeah, yeah, man. Beast
Ice. Oh. Milwaukee's Beast Ice.
Yeah, get that extra alcohol.
5.9%, man. Oh, rocking
yeah, man.
And rolling.
If you're going to pay for beer, might as well get the ice.
9.99 upside down.
Yeah, it's like fucking $7 a 12-pack. You can't beat that. Whatever. I'm a fucking goddamn white trash scumbag. Y'all can pick on me all you want. I don't care.
That's what I buy. I'm not kidding.
Fuck it, dude. Run with it.
I'm shameless.
Apparently Puerto Rican, so, you know.
He's a clever fucking cunt, though.
When I had my drinking problem for a while, I was on my lunch break. I was going to 7-Eleven buying 2 32s of Milwaukee's Best Ice and drinking them.
Welcome to Boy.
Were you really?
On my lunch break, yeah. Like, just that's, chugging them.
That's badass.
Yeah. I would get a 7-Eleven Slurpee cup and I would dump them in there. So, like, if someone saw me driving around drinking beer, they're like, yeah, he's just drinking a soda.
That's badass. I didn't know. We should make a point to party together.
Yeah. Are you going to Hope? I keep saying who's going to Hope. I want to go, but...
I really want to go. We'll see. They turned off my unemployment, so I don't know how much money I got.
Shit.
They turned it off?
Well, it ran its course. I should have never been on it. Like, I just flirted with the goddamn colored girl that worked there. Like, I was getting it from a job that I worked in, like, 2009. I should have never got it, and I was fired for not showing up drunk. Like, it was
And when you say girl, do you mean you were flirting with a guy?
No, it was a big, fat colored girl.
Colored girl.
Those are my favorite.
Fuck, we're back in 1950s.
I'll flirt with a goddamn guy all day if it gets me fucking goddamn $1,200
a month. I'll drink from her own water fountain.
If you get your 440 a week, I'll blow on somebody. I don't care.
Oh, no, I was getting, Jesus Christ, I was getting like damn near 700 a week.
Nice. Was that pre-taxes? Were you taking taxes out of
it? I ended up turning the taxes off because I'm like, this is only going to run so long. And then, fuck it, I'm just not going to pay anything anymore.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Fucking cunts.
When it comes to taxes, say, look, I can't pay. Just set me up in a plan. I'll send you $10 a month.
You can't get blood from a stone, you sons of bitches.
Yeah, you're unemployed. Well, that sucks. You're the first person I hear that their unemployment ran out because everyone keeps getting extended.
Well, apparently I applied for it like after not working for the place after like 2 years.
Oh.
So they said I got 79 weeks, and I think as far as you can go is 99.
Okay.
But it does suck. It was supposed to go to like June. And then, like, after they told me it was turned off in the mail, I got, like, hey, your thing's about to be turned off. But whatever. I still got to half that last check.
So you're going to look for a job now, or you're just going to chill?
Well, I'm going to have to do something, dude.
Yeah, you got to survive. So, gotcha.
I'm trying not to drink as much, trying to get, because I was getting real bad with the shakes for a while.
Shit.
What really concerns me...
Go get a job at an Indian restaurant so we can call you.
What really concerns me, look at this video, man, are you in the fucking bathroom?
Yeah, it looks like you got a bathroom curtain.
Well, he's in the bathroom.
He's always in the fucking bathroom.
I live on my mom's couch.
He's on the fucking shitter. He's got the fucking
the only quiet room in the house.
No, look, the computer is sitting on the shitter.
Oh my god, he is in the bathroom.
Is he Tiny Chat?
That is awesome.
No, I'm on Skype video. Skype video. Fuck Tiny Chat. I was just in there cursing these fucking Solidan faggot out.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got a request. I think this will be the last call of the night. It's that time.
Oh, we're shutting it down.
Yeah, it's one. I got to work tomorrow. Big day. Another big day tomorrow. Another big day. Another big day of fucking work. But we got that call. What was it, Bangalore that we called? And the guy in India on his cell phone talked about his wife. He got upset. We'll try to give him a call, and we'll call it a night there. You guys can stay on if you want. No worries.
Yeah, I'll hang on. I won't fuck up your call.
No, you're good.
It's just nice talking to you, good buddy.
Hey, man, it's good talking to you. You're a good guy. You're good people.
Cheers.
Cheers, buddy.
Let me know. If you make it out to Hope, then I'm going to go. I need a ride. I know.
I'm in, like, the same kind of, like, and, like, people, I tell people, like, oh, I really want to go. And they're like, oh, we'll work something out. Just like, you'll get there up by hook or by crook. Like, well, everybody wants me to go.
My thing is, like, I need away from wife time. You know, a guy... You need to get away from the old lady for a while.
Is there, like, a train you can take? Because that's kind of what I was looking into.
Yeah, I think I could take a train. Yeah, it's in New York City, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could get a ride to the bus, to the train station and take
the train station is right across the street from me. It's, like, literally, like, 30 feet outside the front door.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, train station is, so like, 5 minutes
if
away
if I could just hop on an Amtrak.
You should be hopping on trains.
Oh, yeah, because, dude, totally, like, if you timed it with me, like, if you showed up at, what is it, Penn Station? Is that in the big train area?
I think that's right across the street from what I hear.
Yeah, well, I mean, if we need to get a ride, we could split a ride. We get,
We can stagger across the street together. Yeah, because I will have been boozing on the train when I start to get close to it. Yeah. I'm like, rawr, 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 rawr.
I'll have to get a hold of Zolar. I think he lives in New York still. Get some herb.
I'd like to. Like, everybody's being very, like, tentative about it. You know? Mm-hmm. You know, well, like, last year, everybody was like, I'm doing DEF CON. Now everybody's kind of like, oh, I'd like to go to Hope, but I don't really know. Yeah. Like, maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, we got, was it July, right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see. We got time.
But, yeah, I'd like to do it. And it's in, like, a big-ass building, and I could definitely end my life fucking jumping off that fucking roof, and y'all could videotape me. Oh. That's what. I should do a pay-per-view fucking snuff event. No, why would I care? I'd have to get the money first.
Matt, you're not drunk enough.
Yeah, swing that fucker down.
Go, Matt, go.
The person you have called has not replied. Please try again later. No.
I can just whack off to their fucking goddamn messages like this.
Me too. See, me too.
No, the French ones are fucking way better.
Yeah, the French are cool, but you don't
know. Yeah, but you never know if they're talking shit about you.
Yeah, the Indian girls. Yeah. Indian girls,
I don't care.
Indian girls can be cute. I work with like two or three of them, and they're pretty cute. They're nice girls, though. I'm not talking bad about them, but...
Except for they smell bad, right, Curly?
No, the guys smell horrible, dude. Like, we have to do these conference room meetings, and they close the door.
Yeah, the broads just smell like fucking, like, hairy girl pheromones.
Yeah,
like,
they...
You want to fuck them. Like, it's a little musky, but I just want to fucking... dig my nose in that bush.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Did they shave underneath the armpits or what?
Yeah, I think Indian girls take good care of themselves, man.
I need an Indian girl, man. They fucking take real good care of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Indian girls do. The guys are like, it smells straight up like armpit when we have our meetings.
Oh, the Indian girl that I dated, told me straight up she hates fucking Indian guys because they smell fucking horrible.
Yeah, dude, like we do these closed meetings and we're all in a room together and like about 10 seconds in, all it smells freaking armpit and cheap deodorant. That's all it smells like, man. I'm like, oh, God. I try to stand under the air conditioning vent so I get, like, some
like,
air.
Release some mustard gas.
Oh, dude, I used to work for Dish Network and shit, and as soon as I'd look at my work order, see if I was going to an Indian house, as soon as you walk in that fucking place, nothing but, like, curry and shit. I'm like, oh, my God, it fucking stinks in here.
Yeah.
Well, it covers up the BO, yeah.
Yeah, one of the apartments here is an Indian couple, and you can
What's
smell
up, Carter, you fag?
Hey, RBTCD, how are you?
Hey.
A sexy.
Hey.
R2D2.
We don't play games.
R2 fucking D2.
We're not here to play any games.
Yeah, we're not playing games, RBCP. Did you hear? Milkman got upset about us playing games.
No, I did not.
Just forewarning. Forewarned.
Yeah, so what's going
on? I'll be careful.
All right.
Okay.
I'm ending the show. Did you want to...
If you're a game player and we don't...
Somebody was calling some place. Looking for the milkman and whatever is there. Are you Ken? Are you the milkman?
No, he's not the milkman.
But somebody was calling, or was that a dream?
Huh? That was a dream. That was a dream. Poopy pants.
You were passed out listening to Madhouse one night, probably.
Poopy pants for the win.
Actually, we've been on the line. You kind of slumped off for a little bit, and you know, we were on the line for like a half hour.
It happens.
That's why he's got the name Poopy Pants. He's sitting in the shitter right now in case he has an accident.
Yeah.
Well, always to be me and Matt.
You're not going to ever shame me, dude. It doesn't matter. I've given up on life.
RBCP, me and Matt are talking about
a new angle. If you want to plug with me,
listen. Me and Matt are talking RBCP about going to Hope together. We're just going to drink a lot, and you're not coming. Supposedly, you're not.
Yeah, so you don't care if I come anymore.
Oh, we do.
Whatever.
Sure. You faggot. I want to know if you're going to be there, dude.
Yeah, I keep asking.
I just don't know. Like, I don't know. I've got other stuff going
on
this summer.
Everybody's, talking about, they don't know. But, everybody wants to go do it.
What is this thing you're talking about, anyway? I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a pot-smoking convention in New York City.
Hackers.
It's called
on planet Earth.
Sing it for us.
Hackers on planet Earth.
First, same as the first.
We pull out our afterbirth and eat it up.
First verse.
Hackers on planet Earth. Tucker Mike brings the slave.
Whoa! I disconnected everybody. Hey guys, what's going on? Hey. Hello. Oh, what happened? Oh no! How'd the call get on hold? What happened? No, we were having fun. We were shooting the shit. Go off hold, please. No. Hang on. Don't hang up, guys. RBCP and Matt and all them people. I got a big sign here that says, call on hold. But it will not let me unhold it. Oh, shit. Well, that's great. This is a great end to the show.
Hello?
Who are you? Who's this?
UK Godfather.
UK Godfather. How are you?
Not bad.
Good. Very good.
This hasn't connected all night.
I lost everybody. We were talking. We had this nice conversation going. We lost everybody.
Well, I'm here.
Yeah. I just got a big call on hold now. Well, sorry. Sorry, RBCP and all you guys. I'm ending the show anyway. UK Godfather, you made it just in time for the end of the show, you know? What can I say? All right.
Yeah, great. Thank you, mate.
Well, you take care of yourself, brother.
Bye-bye.
Good night. That's him. The hell is that? Goddamn cats. I can't unhold the call, so it says I'm hosting it. Let me try to close it. I think I just hung up on everybody now. Shit. Finished. There we go. Oh, wait. Well, that was Matt, Tucker Mike, Dirty Aaron. Who else was on there? RBCP. Ted Webb was with us. Milkman was with us. You know, on a good night, Milkman would be here right now to take us away, but I kind of screwed that up. Unfortunately, we had a falling out. me and Milkman, and I hope that we're together again soon. But in the meantime, thanks everyone for submitting pranks. Even the guy that sent in the police, that's okay. That's cool. You did what you did. You meant well. Big thank you to Lonesome Loser, Nunu. Thank you also. Everyone on the conference. Dirty Aaron's back. Hey, man, I don't know what I did. I put everyone on hold.
You fucking put us all on hold.
Yeah, I know. And I kept hitting on hold, and it just sat there, and then it said finished after a while. Sorry, dude. Well, thanks for being on, Dirty Aaron. Take it easy, man.
Hey, yeah, right on. I'm back off again. Ah, fucking on your ass.
Ah, fuck. Out of here on your ass. See you, man. Yep. And biggest thanks to the lady who says her numbers. That was fun. 992-9792. Anyway, we'll catch you next week. This has been Madhouse Radio for April the 19th. Happy Hitler's birthday tomorrow. And take care.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.